New from PLD Inc., another fine Dando product. As with all Dandos, they're formed from Dan's fabulous pee-pee. And now, introducing the Dando LE, specifically designed for law enforcement. The Dando LE comes with a pistol grip and will deploy the special penis-shaped missile straight into the perp's hiney. With a special anal-seeking sensor, it's a sure shot every time. Once it's penetrated its target, the Dando LE will extend 6 titanium spikes into the rectum, ensuring a solid grip. The Dando LE will then deliver 722,000 volts in their pocket. With a Dando LE's neuromuscular incapacitation, Grunt will fly out of that bunghole like a busted fire hydrant. Putting your life on the line every day doesn't mean you can't have fun. Put on your shield and go cook some criminal assholes, you f***ing hero. Another proud product of PLD. Feeling you're proud to be associated with that one.
Your feelings are right. Yeah, because I started out the usual again. Oh, it's gonna be nasty. I hate this. Why am I the center of this? This is terrible. Too. Yeah, get that ass. Get it. More spikes.
Wouldn't you like Dan's penis on your hip? When pepper spray isn't enough.
When you absolutely
got to electrocute
every
hole in a building.
That's right.
What's the matter, Everett?
Nothing. Why should something be wrong?
I don't know.
I think Everett's listening and salivating at the idea of so many excessive force claims.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Anything to stir up business.
You had what in your ass? Yeah, we'll bring a lawsuit.
Yeah.
You think it hurts when it goes in? Wait till they pull it out.
Ooh. No, man, just leave it in. Just leave it. I'll learn to live with it. Please, God, don't take it out.
Let's see. Which Dando spot has ever not heard? Which one is my new favorite?
James Brown.
He's not going to be able to understand it. I can't understand it, and I cut it.
Yeah.
I'll play the regular version first. And then we'll see. We can figure out the James Brown.
Just in time for Halloween, Pretty Little Dan Inc. is proud to announce our new line of pleasure devices. Spook up your manhood with our new Dando Weenie. Molded from Dan's own Junkatalia, it's painted orange with a built-in light on the head with reservoir bags for extra candy. Pump it into your favorite dick or treater. Pump it into your own hand. Pump it into your cousin. Everyone loves to pump Ken. Or dress your manhood up like the king of the beasts with 4 10-inch fangs and a 6-foot mane. It's the Dandelion. Now when she says, eat me, you can. When you call, also ask about our Jacko Dando, Dando's Inferno, and Dando First Blood. All products are previously used and not cleaned or emptied. From PLD Inc.
And for whatever reason, I cut a James Brown version.
Nice. Love to hear it, now that I have the translation.
Hey, this is James Brown with another exciting item from PLD Inc. just the top of your Halloween party. It's a Rotato Dando Titty Twister. This nipple-twisting machine will send your nipples to the world.
It's not the same one, is it?
No.
Again, I'm not good at labeling.
No.
Oh.
The pleasure, the Rotato Dando is full of adjustment. Whether you got areolas big as CDs or nipples as small as pencil lead, Rotato Dando guarantee twist them all. If those wrong, it's capable of twisting right through any Halloween costume. You want to twist with a buddy? Follow them the next 153 minutes and receive receive a second Rotato Dando for half price. Twist your sister nipple along. Your bus stop nipple, your mailman, even your cat nipple. What about a Rotato Dando titty twister party? There's no limit on how many Rotato Dandos you can buy. Rotato Dando also comes with instructions on video exclusively on VHS. Dan be right there showing you how all the great features work on the Rotato Dando. So step into this Nissan track line at Wonderland with all the new Rotato Dando gifts. For Halloween. And show it all year long.
Yeah, that stretch in there is just...
Yeah, right at the end.
Yeah, that's it. That might as well be another language. That might as well be alien speak.
I swear, I have no idea what I said.
Areola is the size of CDs. I got that.
I got parts of it, but they're at the end. Here's the English version. I'm not going to play all of it. I'll jump to the end. New and exciting item. The Rotato Dando also comes with an instructional video only available on VHS. Dan will be there showing you all the great features of the Rotato Dando. Step into this Nipsonic Cyclonic Wonderland with a new Rotato Dando. Get it for Halloween and enjoy it all year long from PLD.
Play the other one again. The end.
Titty Twister party. There's no limit on how many Rotato Dandos you can buy. Rotato Dando also comes with instructions on video exclusively on VHS. Dan be right there showing you how all the great features work on the Rotato Dando. So step into this Nipsonic track line at Wonderland with all the new Rotato Dando gifts for Halloween. And show it all year long.
It's funny because I don't understand it.
I think at one point I heard Hot Wing.
I don't know.
Pretty sure I heard Hot Wing. Maybe you were hungry when you cut it. I don't know.
So I cut the normal one first. I thought, yeah, like this really needs a twist. All right, whatever. Let's see what James Brown sounds like. Mm-hmm. Now you know he wasn't a pitch man for too many products.
Yeah.
He did that, what was it, Chinese or Japanese soup?
It was Japanese noodles. Or soup noodle, yeah. It was like basically a Japanese cup of noodle.
Did you ever hear that one ever?
I have not.
This is real. I don't know what year it was. All right, let me search for it on the drive. James Brown noodles.
Hey, look at that.
カニのエキスですっきり味噌味日清カップヌードル味噌新登場うーんサンパ
カニーサ I think what he's singing is the brand of the soup.
Okay.
I know nothing else.
Well, miso is a type of soup too, so maybe that's what he's singing.
That's the base of the soup.
Miso, is that what he's saying? Misopa?
I think so. Miso soup.
カニのエキスですっきり味噌味日清カップヌードル味噌新登場うーんサンパ
So many questions. How did they find him? How did you find this?
I think I was just looking for James Brown as karaoke.
Okay. Why?
Well, sometimes I'll use it, you know, as a like a, just as a bed for something.
Oh, okay.
Hey. All right. I'm gonna wear some goddamn suit. Who will like a suit? You got some stock ramen? I think he's a goddamn stock ramen. You like noodles? Yeah. I'm gonna sell some noodles. Watch this. Me old boy.
That's good.
It's these little moments where I'm most proud.
Yes.
Look wound up in his seat.
I know.
I gotta stand up.
He really does look like someone wound him up in the back and had let him go. Look at him shake across the floor. No idea what he said.
But look, it's still funny.
Yeah, but look how cute. He's hopping around the room.
My pants are full of Chinese noodles.
Ow.
Stuff.
I get away with some things. Cussing is James Brown.
Yeah.
But I don't like to push it too far.
No, it's a fine line.
All right, now that's stuck.
In your head or?
Mi sopa.
We talk about something else.
It ain't going away. What else did he say? Iso nipa?
Mi sopa, and then I think miso.
Do you speak, what is it, Chinese or Japanese?
It's Japanese.
No.
How do you know some of this?
Well, I know what miso soup is because I eat out.
Right. That's a hell of a slam, Everett.
It wasn't intended as a slam.
Why is it a slam?
I think it's a slam because he's saying he goes out and does things, whereas you don't.
Oh. My God. Your paranoia overwhelms me, Dan.
That's the way I took it, too.
See? Yeah.
Well, Alfie's just a dick.
Off to a good start.
Yeah.
I got to listen to it again. I wonder if they even know who he is in Japan.
Well, they must. They wouldn't hire him. He may be huge in Japan, kind of like the Jerry Lewis of France.
Or the Hasselhoff of Germany?
Yes.
I think quite a few celebrities will do not just Japanese, but international endorsements, commercials, things like that. And Japan's big on it because they'll just give someone a script like this, give them a script that's phonetic so they can just say it without having to know the language, and all of a sudden they're on billboards, they're on Japanese commercials, they're everywhere.
I'll bet hard money that it took them a couple of years to get him to get those takes.
I think I'd have to agree with you.
It's when they shot the Blues Brothers, almost all movies, if somebody's singing, they're lip syncing.
Right.
To their own voice, but they're lip syncing.
Sure.
He couldn't. Because what did he do? Whatever that sermon was, he couldn't replicate it every time. So they had to do that live to film.
Wow. How long did that take?
I don't know, but it was Landis that directed that?
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about it. Alfie, what do these people want?
They're calling him with what they think he's saying. A couple of people have called in saying they think he's saying Wiz Khalifa, which I don't think that's the case.
So Wiz Khalifa miso soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people I hang up on.
Oh. Well, I kind of like the Wiz Khalifa. Let's see.
Wiz Khalifa! Wiz Khalifa! Waka waka play!
Okay. How are we doing, Chloe?
I need a break.
Looking on this flash, another James Brown clips came up. James Brown jerking off? Do we know?
We? Did your flash drive?
I can either play it now or we can tease it. I kind of need to know now.
Okay.
Oh, hey! Excuse me, Ricky.
Hey, God! I know what this is. All right, we'll be back. Yeah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:34, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Only a couple of students out there right now. Get started off in Dallas. Eastbound Woodall Rogers
Right at Field Street, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. And in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-20. Right at Beltline Road, got an accident there blocking traffic. Right now, your backup is back from the bush. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Sunny tomorrow, a high of just 79. Right now, 84. 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, I remember what that James Brown clip was. There was a video going around for a while. It was like a 1950s masturbation PSA.
Yes, with Ricky and his mother. One of the creepiest old school PSAs ever.
You know what we're talking about?
No.
It's one of the color ones, but it looked like late 60s maybe, and Ricky is lying flat on his back in bed, covers pulled up to his neck. And you see his hands just kind of motioning a little bit around his crotchal region. And he's just staring blankly at the ceiling. And then the doorknob starts to wiggle. Mom opens the door. And then she makes it weird just by being weird.
She tells him it's okay.
Oh.
You're going to have these thoughts.
It's okay, Ricky. Very Stepford demonic.
So I took the kid out. Actually, he never said anything.
No, he never did. He just sat there blankly staring into nothingness and then eventually staring at Mom blankly.
So we just inserted James Brown.
I see.
Oh, hey! Excuse me, Ricky.
Hey, God, you see me here by my goddamn the wrong with you, woman?
Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it?
Hey, none of you got then it won't be a good. I mean, if I'm my dick trying to bust a nut, you come on in, don't even knock on the goddamn door.
It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes.
So why don't you go back in your room and finger that nasty of yours and leave me alone?
I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room.
Well, why the you think I'm gonna do it? Showtime at the Apollo? No.
When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them.
I ain't talking to you about goddamn thing. I get here trying to blind, get buzzed up looking at every magazine you come in here ruin the goddamn day.
And how we can control these feelings.
I don't know how to control it. I'm about buzzed up. I tried to come all over the wall. You got to come in here.
I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy.
Yeah, see what happens, you do it again.
I'll be sure to knock next time.
Yeah,
okay?
don't knock, see you, I shoot you in your goddamn head.
And then the other clip says James Brown kills his mother.
That one I do not recall.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky.
Mother, I warned you last goddamn time.
I guess it was a gunshot.
Yeah.
Last goddamn time!
Don't open the door twice.
Me so.
Mm-hmm.
You're ruined.
Yeah.
Just think about something else.
Actually, I thought about it. Next time the band plays, we could add the, like, Living in America. Or actually, any of his songs, I think they all had horns.
That'd be great.
And I meant for Black Eddie to do it.
No.
Mm-mm.
Dan said, you gonna get a James Brown outfit? I'm not doing that.
I think you should.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be awesome. You're the one that's got the James Brown impression. You just have Eddie there to sing the chorus part, and then you do all the stuff in between.
All I can remember now is Mi Sopa.
Sing that. It won't matter. It'll just be build up to the chorus anyway. And you can have a nice James Brown shiny outfit on, running around the stage like a crazy man.
Do that little shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
To the highway. That's all I know.
That's fine. No one understands most of what he says anyway, especially in concert.
Oh, it reminds me. How was Freaker? Who went? Chloe, you went?
I went.
How was Freakers?
crazy, awesome, out of control, rockin' frenzy. And Kinsey over here signed her first boob.
Really?
You signed a chick's can?
Not a chick.
A tranny?
Nope.
Dog?
Nope. Stage manager.
Why? Why?
He asked me to, and I said, yay, my first boob. And signed it. And it was really hairy.
Why was the stage manager anywhere? What were you doing where you were around the stage manager?
Backstage, waiting to announce Papa Roach. And he was right there. We were just making conversation.
Okay.
A lot of people were back there.
Yeah, Klo sent me some audio. Most of it's useless. Was it you that introduced Kinsey?
Yes.
Crowd loved her.
I bet.
All I kept was just Klo, somebody introducing her. I didn't know it was Klo.
Okay.
And this right here right beside me is the lovely Kinsey.
Man, you got used to that mic quick.
Was that your first big appearance?
Technically, no, because I was on stage with Alfie at Mayhem, but this one felt so much bigger to me for some reason.
So you felt it was okay to cuss?
Alfie taught me. He taught me that. He taught me that.
Hey, I was drunk when I cussed.
He told me to cuss at Mayhem, and I said no, and so I said something that sounded like a child at Mayhem, and it just didn't work. And then this time I was like, okay, I'm going to use the F word because everybody loves the F word. So I used the F word. But I kept it classy.
Okay.
Can you email me that audio, please? Thank you. Okay, continue.
Close the one that's got it. Most of it's unintelligible. It's not your fault. It was just, what'd you record it with?
iPhone. I stuck it in my pocket. I was hoping it would be
Why don't you start better. Taking that recorder I told you about, the one that I have?
I need to do that.
In fact, I think you still have it.
No.
Okay. This is going to be a fun game. Where is it?
I haven't had it. I haven't seen it. I don't remember having it.
I am so sorry. I'm so, so drunk right now.
See?
Hello, everyone at BFD.
Ooh, I don't know if this one's edited.
I don't think I swear.
Somebody does. You guys always do.
Yeah. I usually keep her clean.
How's the show so far? How is hell yeah! Benny Fall, everybody. I'm Dan O'Malley from the Russ Martin Show. Thank you guys so much for coming out to BFD 2014. We appreciate it. We love seeing you guys. And I'd like to introduce Alfie Coy from the Russ Martin Show, the hipster himself.
Thank you so much to our sponsors, Artisan Vapor. They have helped us put on an amazing show today. It's f***ing awesome out here. How you guys doing? I am so sorry. I'm so, so drunk right now. This right here is my dear friend, Klo Raymore from the Russ Martin Show. Take it over, Klo.
What's up, BFD?
All right. I don't know how many out there are ready to do a shot. But if you meet me out there after this next band that's going to kick your ass, I might buy you a shot, all right? All getting drunk tonight, having a good time. Thank you guys for coming out to the Eagles BFD 14. Woo!
Why is it people on stage always feel like they have to scream with the PA system?
Yeah.
You have to show some sort of excitement.
I think they're already wound up.
Not really at that time. It's in between bands. The one band just got off, and everyone's going to pee, going to get hot dogs or sodas, and then the three of us come on stage. Everyone's looking at us like, who are these idiots? Now they're screaming at me. Well, okay, I like them. They're screaming at me. Someone cussed.
Love it when they swear.
Was that the F word? We like that.
Yes, we love these people now.
Exactly.
That one gave rock fingers.
How was Crobot?
We missed Crobot.
Oh,
damn. That's unfortunate.
Just got to see Papa Roach and Chevelle.
I was wondering if Brandon from Crobot still mad at me.
He should be.
They were broadcasting from the event.
Right.
And I happened to pull up the audio about the time Brandon from Crobot was doing a drop for the station.
Okay.
This is Brandon from Crobot, and you're listening to 97.1 The Eagle, the rock of Dallas-Fort Worth.
Screw you, Brandon.
Come on, man. Give me the money.
That was a little unexpected.
I didn't know if they could hear me or not. Okay. You enjoy yourself, Kenzie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't really have any words. That was the best night of my life, by far.
You didn't like playing with our band at the White Trash Party?
No, I did.
Well, that actually was the time that she was the most nervous being on stage when she did a stage announcement.
Mm-hmm.
But the night wasn't nearly as good.
I bombed the first one at the White Trash Party. It was terrible.
All you had to do was play the tambourine.
No, I'm talking about the announcements.
I was
way more nervous at Cowboys than I was at JEXA and Verizon for some reason.
Which misses the point.
Yeah. I'm ignoring you.
Well, ignore me all you want.
The problem still exists.
Yes. The elephant is still in the corner of the room.
I'm ignoring.
Okay. Let's see if I'm going to play anything for Everett before we start. What?
Sorry.
What?
I just randomly saw a funny headline. President Obama's credit card declined at fancy restaurant.
Yeah, I heard that today.
Sorry. I'm waiting on word for another Ebola confirmation.
Okay.
I've heard there may be one coming. I just haven't got any official word yet.
Somebody from Presbyterian Dallas?
Maybe another hospital.
I, too, have received the same word.
Well, I've heard nothing. Who did you get it from, Alfie?
Listener, these two guys sounded freaked out in their truck, and they said, hey, I want to let you know.
What are they freaked out about? They afraid somebody with Ebola is going to jump in their truck window?
Some people are, I think so.
What's up?
If you want to read some of the Ebola stuff, there was... I forgot what I saw today. I just... Yeah, any website... I looked at WFAA's today, and you scroll and scroll and scroll, and every story's Ebola.
Mm-hmm. And really, most of it's Ebola on every website you go to. It's just a matter of which angle of Ebola depends on how many stories you see. Like in this case, the second nurse at the Dallas hospital that contracted Ebola may have showed signs of the virus as early as last Friday, days before previously thought by healthcare officials. Dr. Chris Braden of the CDC, speaking at a news conference, said officials are looking into a new timeline. He said, we've started to look at the possibility that she had symptoms going back as far as Saturday. This is the second nurse who flew to Cleveland and back.
Vincent.
Yes. He says, which has to do with a bridal shop she visited while there. But for some information that's come through recently, we cannot rule out that she might have had the start of her illness on Friday. We need to back now to the flight on October 10th to give our investigation the right context.
This is someone from the CDC.
Yes.
The ones that told her it was okay to get on the plane.
You got it.
It's not feasible, but I came up with a way to contain all this. Nobody go anywhere for a couple of weeks. That way you're not exposed to anybody. If you're in the incubation period, it's going to show up. You didn't infect anybody, and we're all in the clear.
So
you can't do it, but it would contain this immediately.
So common sense would tell you not to take your cruise that you had planned.
Who took a cruise?
Funny you should ask. The Obama administration said a Dallas healthcare worker who handled a lab specimen from Thomas Duncan, who died from Ebola, is self-quarantined on a Caribbean cruise ship and is being monitored for infection. State Department said in the statement Friday that the woman had shown no signs of the disease and has been asymptomatic for 19 days. An administration official and another person familiar with the matter said the cruise ship, the Carnival Magic, had stopped in Belize, but officials there would not allow the passenger to leave the vessel. U.S. officials were seeking ways to return the woman and her husband to the States before the ship completes its cruise on Sunday. It left out of Galveston.
I put her in a dinghy and let her ride on the side all the way back. I'm not trying to be insensitive about it, but you knew if you were around somebody. Is it mandatory that people with Ebola take trips?
Apparently, they like to travel.
Well, hey, I got Ebola.
Maybe that's another symptom.
Did you get on an airplane or go on a cruise?
Almost all of them.
Yeah.
Short of the...
Nina Pham?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just went home.
Is she okay?
No, I'm saying she just went home after leaving the hospital. Oh. She didn't take a trip anywhere.
Did you see the news coverage yesterday, Everett? She was in the paramedics unit?
Yeah, they transferred her.
Yeah, but all the local news station, and probably national, watched that paramedics unit. We'll just call it an ambulance. And they followed it for at least half an hour.
Yeah, and Channel 5 stuck with it all the way till 7 o'clock.
Oh, I missed that.
Just to see somebody get... I wish somebody had a thought about this ahead of time. Send out a fake ambulance. Let everybody think she's in it.
Mm.
And then just pull out a sex doll. So it's on the news. And they ain't dick they can do about it.
That's awesome.
And then let her be transported with the privacy she deserves.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah, look at this.
Look, I got Ebola finger.
You follow the wrong animal. Now what? I almost booted a chick. I really felt bad. I don't know the what's her name?
Nina Pham.
I don't know the Miss Pham. But when you've got something like that, really, I would think the last thing you want is helicopters flying over your ambulance the entire time.
The good thing is she's in, last I heard, either fair or good condition. So I don't know how many of the symptoms of Ebola she's showing. I just know I would feel weird if I was showing a lot of the symptoms and I'm in that ambulance thinking there's a helicopter following me as I poop myself and vomit a lot.
But regardless of what stage she's in, to me, that would make me feel worse. Like, obviously, either they know something I don't or they're just looking at me like a leper.
Well, when you're sick, the last thing you want is scrutiny.
That's all she got. And channel, was it 11 that was tailing the ambulance?
11 and 5, but 11 was the most prominent.
Yeah, 11 was so close to the ambulance, they were showing up on all the other TV helicopter shots. I don't know what they thought they were going to see.
They just wanted the video, like they do in storms. They wanted the dash cam footage of the mobile unit following the ambulance.
They followed it like there was like JFK's body was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nonstop. There's got to be something else happening.
Yeah, and the choppers, Everett, and the cameras, they followed it all the way from Presbyterian to Love Field. And they stuck with it to the point to where Channel 5, I think, finally had to cut out because The Biggest Loser was coming on.
Which is not a good segue.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm just ready to see something else in the news. I mean, I look at WFAA.com frequently, and that's all you see. There are other things occurring.
Yeah, I've got FAA's phone app.
Right.
And I don't know what I guess. There has to be. What? What's the outcome? What are they planning on? I think all of a sudden she's just going to jump out and go, I'm okay.
That's what the National Institutes of Health want for Nina Pham. They said today, it's like, we want her to walk out of this hospital. And the same thing, I'm sure, with Amber Vinson, who's at Emory in Atlanta.
And then in the middle of all of it, I know we got a break, Glenn. But in the middle of all of this, Rob Riddlemoser, our old producer.
Oh, sure.
Who now runs Off the Grid.
Yes.
You know all about
it? Oh, yeah. He was up here a few weeks back when I was here talking about it.
He started, was it yesterday? Yeah. Started calling me around 1 o'clock. What? I'll play one of them. I'll play this one.
Hey, man. We're not getting the truth from the news or anybody else. And I want to make sure that you're safe. I know you hate it when I get like this, but this Ebola is no joke, man. This is about to blow up, and we're just sitting there people are just taking the news and going, oh, it's okay, it's okay. It's, you know, you can only get it by bodily fluids, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, let me know when you're going to be there so we can come down and start talking to you, get everything situated at the station and everything else. And then, obviously, you know, I want to get your house cleaned, and so call me back. Let me know. Bye. I love you, man. Blah, 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 blah.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of Richardson. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Ferguson. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic backed up back from Munger. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just before the tollway, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Let's move into Carrollton, westbound on the Bush, right at I-35. Got an accident there blocking the exit ramp. Traffic is backed up back from Josie Lane. And finally in Louisville, northbound I-35, just after Business 121, got an accident involving a motorcycle blocking the two right lanes. That has traffic backed up back from Brown Grove Road. Listen to Cindy Skull. Tomorrow morning at 8:25 in the morning for a shot. Sorry, Monday morning at 8:25 for a shot to win tickets to WWE Sunday, October 26th at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Tonight's low 61 degrees with clear skies. Sunny tomorrow, a high around 79. Right now, 84 at 97.1 the Eagle.
How about some...
How about you suck my plate buck over?
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. They're gonna put me in
the movies. Is that the Buck Owens?
Yeah.
Got an email from a lady earlier this week saying, wondering if you're going to use that a lot because that was like her dad's favorite song. So when she hears it, she actually cries.
So she likes... Me to play it or doesn't?
Honestly, I couldn't quite tell. She was basically asking, is this going to be a regular thing? If so, I just need to know so I can be prepared with tissues.
Oh.
I told her, I said, I don't think Russ likes this song enough for it to be, you know, part of the regular rotation. However, I wouldn't be surprised if it occasionally pops up.
I'd do it just to be irritating.
Well, then you get extra irritation factor.
Well, you didn't make me to make anyone cry. I can work some Conway in there or... T.G. Shepherd.
Ooh. I've never even heard of T.G. Shepherd.
Or T.J.
Whatever.
Who's no, T.J.? T.G.
You going to question me about country music?
Oh, hell no, sorry.
I have no idea what any of his hits were.
Wasn't there Giddy Up and Go Daddy or something like that?
Probably. That sounds like country song.
Giddy Up and Go Daddy.
Did your parents do that to you too? As
oh,
a kid?
No. No, it was classical music in my house.
Well, how do you know about this? Anything about T.G. Shepherd?
KTEL Records presents.
He still grew up in East Texas.
Yeah, we had Channel 11. That was about it.
Why is that funny? It's like, we're going to blame KTVT now for
absolutely.
All the stuff we hate.
Their fault.
It's the damn Super Ones.
I'm just curious now. Yeah, I don't know any of this. I think the only reason I know it is I had to work at a country station for a couple of years.
Oh. So when you were working at the country station, was this stuff like the current hits, or is that still a little throwback?
I don't know. With T.G. Shepherd... Some of his songs, Last Cheater's Waltz, Loved Him Everyone, Want to Go to Heaven, Slow Burn, Devil in a Bottle, War is Hell. Was that the War is Hell on the home front, too?
You're pushing the envelope.
Man, this guy sang a lot of I think you and I know Party Time.
Party Time?
Yeah. I'd have to hear it, but I'm pretty sure. All right. What are we doing?
Well,
oh, did you get me any more new music to shoot, Chloe?
Yes, I did. It's sitting right over there next to the bottle.
There's a gun. There it is. What's on top of the glass right now, Dan?
It is Temple's Sun Structures.
Are they new? Because I only shoot new music.
I assume it's new.
I'm going to the fair. It's last weekend.
Right.
So I'm practicing.
He's got a brush up.
Would you move the this round paper thingy?
The paper towels?
Thank you. Okay, what do you want me to shoot for? I see some kind of, without my glasses, I can still see some red dot on there.
Go for the red dot that's on the upper right-hand corner. That's where it says featuring Shelter song.
Yeah, I don't like Shelter. I must have missed it.
Yep.
Well, the side on this is, what did we decide it was?
For you, you were pulling a little high into the left.
Left. Well, I went to the right this time.
Hit it.
What to win?
Ooh, you're getting better. It was right on the edge of the red. See, right there.
Okay. Let's see, what did I do? Hold. All right. What is this one? Eve. Eve to Adam. Oh. Yep. Got to be new music.
No one's heard of it.
Let's shoot it. Okay. We're doing this Wednesday, and Kenzie goes, "Can I try? I'll let you hold this."
Not a good idea.
I know you may be a good shot, but I'm worried about you just looking at me. Oh, you make fun of me and my vagina.
Ow!
Won't stand up?
There it goes.
Weird. Let me shoot the skull in the middle.
Yeah, go for the nose and the skull. Ooh, that's real close. Right on the edge of the nose. You're getting better.
Yeah. Yeah, if they have any CD shooting games at the fair, I'm going home with a bear. And I don't mean the stuffed one. I mean a big, fat, hairy guy. Let's see if I can shoot one more. 12-foot ninja. Yeah. Put down over there.
12-foot ninja. Okay.
What am I going for?
There's a kind of a moon in the upper left. Just go for the middle of that. It's fairly large. The up circle.
All right, I think I see it. You got to remember from here, that's most of that's a blur for me.
Right.
Must have missed it.
It's shaken. You actually, I see. You hit on the left side, the left spine of the case.
Okay. Let's see if I can stir it this time.
All right.
Missed altogether.
Ow! Ow! Ah, ricochet. Damn.
It's on the ground someplace. Yeah, bend over and pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit the 12-foot ninja.
Let me see. Oh, right in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
1 out of 4.
Kenzie, are there any bands you hate?
Yeah. Yeah. Bowling for Soup.
What?
I know. I'm sorry,
what
guys.
Is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry.
Can you at least pick a band that doesn't listen to the show?
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Good
I'm
God,
sorry.
Girl.
I just can't do it.
You don't like, what is it, something 1985?
Yeah, that's it, 1985. Yeah.
You don't like that?
The band?
No.
Is that a band?
That was a song they did.
Yeah.
Oh, the Stacy's Mom thing? No. Yeah. No, I know what song you're talking about, and no, I didn't like it.
All right, here's a live version of Queen live at Rainbow 74. What a shock. Let's shoot that one.
I may just take that CD.
Do you want it?
You can shoot the case.
Do you like live Queen?
I love Queen.
Okay. What do you want me to shoot?
Freddie Mercury could sing. He won't take it personally. Just shoot Freddie. He's right here. Right.
There's his face. All right. Missed him. I can tell him from here.
Huh. Are you aiming at it?
That's a pretty tough Kansas City.
I'm nice. Hitting it. It's just... Oh, I just took a look. It's turned. You've moved it.
I think I'm out.
Uh-oh.
Are you aiming at it?
I'm used to hearing the drop of the CD case after he hits it.
I'm out of pellets.
Okay. There's some more behind your bottle.
Sorry, I got my Glock. All right, you got it.
That makes me feel better.
How long have you hated bowling for soup?
All my life.
Is it something about their music? It's like the band?
I like the music. I like the lyrics. I like the feel of the band. It's just the way he sings. It's the nasal. I just can't. Stand it, and I'm so sorry. I know y'all are friends with him. Nothing against him. I just can't do the...
Nothing against him. I just can't stand his music and the way he sings or what they write.
I just said I liked their music and liked what they wrote. I just didn't like the way he sang. You just said the opposite.
You don't like this?
No, I do. That's what I said.
All right. There's one of the songs that they do. Who is it? Jared?
Hmm?
Sounds like a Weird Al. Just hit the wall. This is the one.
Never had it all. You know what? One Prozac a day. Wait a second. This is not who I'm talking about.
Okay. Save
oh
the
gosh.
Bit. Thank you.
Oh, wait.
But I know the first time I heard this, I thought it was Weird Al.
Yeah.
She was going to be an actress.
Yeah. You can see that.
This is the first time I've seen the video. I didn't realize they shot it like Robert Palmer.
I don't think I've seen it either.
Wait till they come to the wide shot. I don't know who the big fat guy is. The big fat guy on the right?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Chris in that outfit.
They're all dressed like the chicks in the Robert Palmer videos.
That's awesome.
You figure out who you hate yet?
Oh, they were a punk band back in the day. I feel like the word hill was in their
Sugar Hill band.
Name.
Oh,
Sugar
gosh.
Hill.
It's a Sugar Hill gang.
That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah. Sum 41. They were awful.
No, no, they are not.
Yes, they are.
First concert, Sum 41.
I'm sorry. That's why you're messed up,
Kenzie. You don't have to find it right now. It's okay.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, it's going to make me worse.
It's driving me crazy. You like some 41.
Now I got to explain to Jared with Bowling for Soup.
Didn't mean them.
Okay.
You already said it. His phone's already blown up. People saying, God, you're on the Russ Martin Show. I hate you.
Jared probably listens. Jared probably loves you, Kinsey.
Why would you say that?
Didn't mean Bowling for Soup.
I got it. I heard it when you said it the first couple of times.
Well, Alfie is being mean, so I'm defending myself.
Alfie's not kidding. Are you, Alfie?
No, I think Jarrett listens to the show. He enjoys it. And he probably has a special place in his heart for you, Kenzie. And you're
okay.
Just...
I didn't mean Bowling for Soup.
You've said that now for again.
Well, tell Alfie to stop saying it then.
All right, you asked for it. Kenzie hates Bowling for Soup.
Okay. Yes, of course.
She does. She hates him. Can't stand him.
Absolutely.
Wants him dead.
You should hear what she says off the air.
Mm-hmm. You should see the posting she put on Craigslist.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Knowing how she is about him.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling for Soup.
Do you have any audio you want to get to before we start news?
Dude, I got a ton.
All right. Let's play a couple pounds.
Would you like something?
What does that mean?
What?
A couple of pounds?
Well, he's got a ton.
I do.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So do you want lighter or heavier?
Let's go lighter since I know Ebola's coming.
Okay. Let's go with cut number one. This was last week. A reporter in Kansas City went to do a feature on a local burger joint that was offering a special deal when the Kansas City Royals made the playoffs. Here you go.
I don't mean to interrupt, yeah. Can I try one of these?
Courtney, I would love to see my meat in your mouth. So I've got a burger ready to go for you.
Live TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that.
There
is a Westport Flea Market burger.
Look at this
with
bad
fries.
Boy. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Let's go.
Did she even catch?
Yeah, she did. What? Go back and...
Oh.
Got a burger ready to go for you.
Did I miss it again?
No, that's what she said. Oh, first time I heard that. The first time I heard that.
She should have just dropped to her knees. All right. Let's see your... You want to ruin your live shot? Let's just go for broke.
Mm-hmm. That probably would have done it.
Is that it?
No. I also have... Actually, I should have started with this since we were talking about music that either we cannot stand or are embarrassed about. Cut number 9. There's a new list online of the 15 most embarrassing songs from the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
What they mean by that is these are the ones that make you embarrassed because you pretty much know them by heart. This is Photograph by Nickelback.
Do I know this one?
Yeah. Every memory of looking out the back
door, I have a photo I was spreading on my bed. Why would this be embarrassing to know?
It just is.
Most people, this is the weird thing about Nickelback. A lot of people say they hate Nickelback, yet they all have it on their iPod. Or they all listen to it secretly. But for whatever reason, no one admits to it.
I don't have it. I like it. I wouldn't know if I heard it on the air. I wouldn't know it was Nickelback. Is that it? Just one? How many clips you pull?
No, there's 5.
Oh, okay.
Next is cut 10. This is Gretchen Wilson, number 4 on the list. Because I'm a redneck
woman. I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product. Now I got no embarrassment out of this one. I don't know it.
Yeah. The next one, though...
Is that that country chick with no lips?
I'm gonna yes. Go on a limb and say yeah.
If that's who I'm thinking about, first of all, she doesn't look good now, and they can't even dress her up for the videos. But she's not going to age well. Okay, what's next one?
Next one, cut 11. This is number 3. You know this band. See if you recognize it. And so I have to say before I go that I just want you to know I found a reason for me to change who I used to be. A reason to start over new. You
bestank?
Who bestank? Yes.
You do.
Yeah.
Is that where the name of the band came from?
Bestank?
We got this from the Cosby Kids.
Yeah.
Hey, who bestank?
I'm a Doba Noba, man.
Thanks, Mutt Mouth.
That song, along with another one.
What is it? What, Alfie?
I'm sorry.
What, the Hoobastank you do?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Mushmouth's one of Alfie's hot spots.
With the Cosby Kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I don't know why somebody they say these are embarrassing. I have no shame in saying I like that song. I don't.
It's all right. I just like saying Hoobastank.
Yeah. Now, number 2 on the list.
Yes?
Number 2 on the list, I really enjoy this song. Right, I'm not embarrassed about it. She had to
I know this, but why?
Yeah. I said a couple of years ago that you had apple bottom jeans.
Apple bottom jeans?
Yeah, when you got new jeans. You were saying, hey, I got new jeans. I was like, really? Is there an apple on the back of them?
Was this in a movie, in a video? Obviously a video.
I think this was it on Tropic Thunder?
Maybe. It was all over the place.
Yeah. What is it, Kenzie?
It was on a lot of movies.
It was a big hit. Yeah. I
know this wasn't the one that Tom Cruise was dancing to in Tropic Thunder.
No, that's the Ludacris song.
But I know this one. She had them apple bottom jean boots with the fur, the whole club. We really that late? Yeah. All right, we have one more.
Well, number 1 song that everyone supposedly should be embarrassed by from the early 2000s. But tell me. Did you finally get the chance to dance along? Maybe
did we,
that's.
Did we play this?
No. This is a 102.9 artist.
Who is it?
Train. The song is Drops of Jupiter. Kinsey's embarrassed by it.
You like this?
She's mouthing the lyrics.
I know every word to that song.
And you're a little embarrassed by it.
Yeah, probably.
See, yeah, you're kind of blushing.
Yeah, it's Train.
If I had to work in an adult contemporary station, I'd blow my head off.
I almost did.
And you can't really get away from it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you work there, it's like, okay, I gotta talk over this song or talk after it. So I gotta listen to part of it. I can't decide what's worse. This is one of those Zob Mondo, would you rather?
Okay.
Stuck in an adult contemporary station or a country station?
Current country, old country.
Classic. You got to pick one.
Yeah, you worked at one and I worked at the other.
Oh, that's right. You worked AC. AVIL. Delilah. I probably would go with adult contemporary.
See, you say that.
You sit through tight-fitting jeans 45 times, see where you want to work. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:38, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Traffic blows out there right now. Here's the very worst of a couple giant accidents for you. We'll start off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just after Lovers got an accident there, blocking two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from I-35. Southbound on the tollway right at Lovers got a stalled vehicle there, blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to Royal. Still in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson got an accident there, blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Sylvan Avenue. And a big-ass one in Mesquite, northbound 635 right at Gross Road, got an overturned vehicle blocking everything. Traffic is barely getting by on the right side. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back at Root Road. The same accident is affecting southbound lanes because that's where the car kind of landed. It's right at Gross Road, got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from I-30. This one is involving multiple vehicles. It's a whole mess through there. Just stay away from that whole area. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lennar Homes. Clear skies tonight, 61 for a low, then tomorrow sunny and 79. Right now, 87. At 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
I didn't realize my mic was on.
It's okay. You get carried away, but...
It's not carried away.
Well, you're enjoying yourself.
You want to go back to your audio? Alfie, what do you got on hold?
Gone line 2 for you.
Yes, Reggie.
Hey, Russ, I just want to tell you, that song you heard, you did hear it from Tropic Thunder. It's on in the background for a little bit when Tom Cruise is talking to Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, when he is talking about a private aircraft. And
yeah, he's trying to bribe.
When he's talking about not going and getting Ben Stiller's, like letting him die and making money off that somehow.
I knew what that was in Tropic. All right, thanks.
No problem. Have a good day.
What cut was it? 12?
Yes, cut 12 is Embarrassing Low by Flo Rida. She had them.
I like this. I don't know if I like it because I like it or because it was in Tropic Thunder. And why Tom Cruise didn't win an Oscar, and I don't really care for Tom Cruise, why he didn't win an Oscar. It'd be an Academy Award, Oscar.
Yeah, but
movies.
Academy Award is Oscar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The problem with that is, you, in that movie, as great as he was, you had Robert Downey Jr.
Oh yeah.
Who, if you think about it, the man had to play two characters because he had to play the black sergeant in the film that he's portraying, as well as a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Australian actor, method actor.
I'm playing a guy who's playing another guy.
I'm the dude playing the dude. Disguised as another dude.
Sorry. I know what I'm doing this weekend.
First of all, who came up with the list? It said these were the most embarrassing songs out of the early 2000s.
Oh, I think it was Vulture magazine. It was on their website.
Did they make any justification?
They just said the 15 most embarrassing songs from the early 2000s, that is the ones that make you embarrassed because you know them by heart. Kind of like when the number one song, Drops of Jupiter by Train, the look on Kinsey's face as she sits back, she's like, oh, man, they got me. And she's mouthing the words.
Damn.
And Kinsey's a metalhead.
I don't know what I'm more embarrassed by, listening to that or Bowling for Soup. Did you finally figure out who you hated?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Newfound Glory. Someone messaged me on Facebook.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only band that listens to us more than Bowling for Soup.
No, I don't think they're together anymore.
God. Yeah, but individually, they'd love it.
They were thinking about reforming.
They're 90s, I think. No, early 2000s.
Of course, that's off.
Did they really listen?
Dude, I doubt it.
No.
I don't know who they are.
They're not local.
They're old now. They're done.
How old are they?
Old, like Blink. They were around when Blink-182 first started.
I think he means, like, age. How old do you think the guys are in the band?
Oh, I don't know. Same age as the guys in Blink-182.
How old are they?
I don't know.
What's old are you?
I don't know. Like, back in the early 2000s, like the punk 90s.
How old would
era.
The guys be now?
I don't know.
Well, you say they're old. You must have some concept of their age.
I know what she meant. She means they're 5 minutes ago, whatever the phrase is you kids use now.
Their old hat.
We're trying to back her into going, oh, at least 47, so I could have.
Yeah, I think that's a little, not enough beep.
See, I'm learning. You can't set me up now.
Yeah.
What is TLC?
I know. I may have the clip. That was last Friday, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't pull it. Dan and Kenzie were arguing about something.
Okay.
And Dan says, that's on the Learning Channel. It is not. Little time goes past, and then she finally goes, no, it's on TLC. And Dan says,
what do you think the Learning Channel, what do you think TLC stands for?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got us now. Audio or
news? Let's do some more audio.
Okay.
Let's go gross for a second. A man in Canada, this is cut number 7, man in Canada claims something was in the bottom of his McDonald's coffee cup.
I saw this story today. I don't know. I'm buying it.
He's got witnesses.
If there's a lawsuit that goes along with it, wouldn't everybody else in the office say, yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm. I saw him pull it out.
I always take the lid off to take my last gulp of coffee. And when I took the lid off, there was a little bit of surprise in my coffee cup. It was a dead mouse. One of them had a reaction of like, I kind of had a little queasiness in my stomach, and the other one thought I was actually pulling a joke. And there was also a few little, shall we say, presents that the mouse had dropped in the cup as well. I'd like to know how the mouse got in the cup of coffee. You know, I'm here. I'm in better shape than the mouse.
So what are you complaining about? Was this guy from Canada?
Yes. Yeah, so even though he found a dead mouse with droppings in the bottom of his cup of coffee, he's still fairly polite about it.
No. A worker would see a mouse in a cup as they filled it up. And also, I don't know what the percentage of people are, but how many people really drink their coffee black?
Percentage, I could not tell you.
What about the weight? I mean, if you've got a mouse
thought about
in your
that
cup,
too.
It's going to weigh a lot more.
And as you're moving around, the mouse is going to move.
You're going to go, hey, it sounds like there's a mouse in there.
Plus, the cups are stacked upside down in cup holders in most restaurants.
Yeah, you're right. No. And just the fact that anybody talked to him, well, I have proof. And it said, the story I saw, it said, click here to see a picture of the mouse. No, I don't want to see it. Chloe, which one would you rather find after you had all the coffee?
Oh, man.
A mouse or a tarantula?
A mouse.
See, didn't even stop to think.
That had the runs.
Okay. What is this clip that says police excessive force?
That was ramping up to that. That's as you see, cut number five. There's a woman in Athens, Texas. She's claiming that the Athens Police Department...
Okay, all right, I saw this one. All I saw on here was excessive force. Go ahead.
She's claiming that the Athens Police Department used excessive force in arresting her for three outstanding warrants.
And this happened when?
The story was dated a couple of days ago. It happened... Oh, hang on, I actually do have the story. Almost forgot.
Because I saw the video. First of all, again... Not second-guessing cops, but if everything I saw on the dash cam was accurate, that stop, that was a BS stop. Because he told her at one point, you didn't signal enough in advance before that turn.
She also had an expired registration.
Oh.
I've been pulled over for that. That's
enough. Was that the initial reason?
That was the initial reason.
But he threw out the because I didn't hear that. I heard the, far enough. Before the stop.
Yeah, in part of the video, he says, I pulled you over because you have expired registration and failure to signal before a turn properly. I'm not going to cite you on either of those, but that is the reason for the stop.
His dash cam wouldn't have backed. I know it's no huge issue, but his dash cam wouldn't have backed him up on the turn signal. Because she did and came to a complete stop.
And honestly, that part of it is really irrelevant to me. She had an expired registration. That is enough to get pulled over. But an Athens woman is saying the police department used excessive force on her arrest on traffic warrants Monday, October 6th, leaving her with facial bruises, scrapes on her right shoulder, a black eye, and cuts above her eye.
Step out and I'll talk to you.
I'm upset that you...
I think I missed the very first.
Mm-hmm. Step out and talk to you. Step out.
Okay, he's not saying you're under arrest. Just step out.
I need to talk to you.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
It's part of the story that I read was, take her to the back of the car, since her kids were there, take her to the back of the car and go, hey, you got these. We'll make the, they won't see anything. You're still going to get arrested.
Yeah.
But.
That was what the police chief said after all this. Had she just followed commands, gone to right here. This is the moment. When he comes back after running her stuff, finds that she's got warrants. He's like, can you come with me? Step out of the car. And she doesn't want to.
I'll talk to you. Step out of the car. I'm going to ask you one more time. Step out of the car.
She throws out profiling. She didn't actually say it, but she said, you saw a car with rims.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to get you out of the car. You got warrants.
I don't have warrants.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
One more time. Step out of the car.
I don't have warrants.
Everett, do you have the ability with some database to run and see if somebody's got warrants?
Potentially, yes.
Legally? Do you?
Because I tried to pull it up, and
he got quiet.
On one of the websites I use, you can pull up warrants, but it didn't show any on her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I may be looking at a similar site.
Let me turn the mics off. Yeah, I couldn't find anything. Same site.
But that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah, I don't know how often they update public data.
Right, yeah.
I just said it.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
By the car. Because you are under arrest for warrant.
You're not going to.
Yes, I will.
At that point, she says, let me call somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, I'll bust this window. You better open the door right now or I will bust the window.
And then you'll be paying.
Open it.
Let me call someone for my children.
Open the door, I'm going to bust this window.
Bust this window,
there's work. All right. She's not going
to
open the door.
Everett, would there be any reason that they couldn't wait a few minutes for her to call somebody?
Well, in theory, they could. But at the same time, I mean, in deference to the police in this situation, they've given her a reasonable command that she's refused to follow. And I think they have the right to do what they're doing.
And the Athens police chief in the news story said that our officers are trained, as all officers are trained, when you tell someone they're under arrest, the job, the training is to effect the arrest immediately, not to wait, not
otherwise,
to do it on their schedule.
That's what I was going to say. You don't let them dictate the circumstances of the stop.
I understand, but
still, in the light of the ongoing stuff in Ferguson and now St. Louis, is it really beyond protocol to go, all right, you got 2 minutes?
I think it's beyond protocol.
I'm just asking.
Open it right now. I'm fixing to bust it.
Gonna hit glass in my face.
Open it or I'm going to bust it. 215, 201. Go ahead and head this way. Open it right now. At this point, you're going to be charged with resisting arrest.
What?
Because you're not following orders. You're not getting out. I done told you under arrest. You would not get out of the vehicle.
In front of my face. I don't have a warrant. A warrant for what?
You have three warrants.
This is stupid. He saw nothing.
Is that where she got out?
She got out, and this is where he starts. She's still on the phone, and this is where he's trying to grab her hand and put it behind her back. And there's also a second officer there.
Yeah, at this part of the video, she gets out of the car, starts walking towards the rear of the car, hold her hand, just hands up like, you ain't arresting me. And then they push her up against the car.
Shut up.
I'll tell you what, you're going to turn around right now.
You're going to...
No.
Mike, don't grab me. Let go of Mama. He has my arm. You let go of me. Let go of me.
In front of your kids. You're
Let go.
This is a disturbing part because now the kids are.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Screaming.
I thought I will. Y'all aren't listening. I'm not. If you let go of me, I'll stand up. No, I am not. I just said I will do it, so let go.
That's where she hits the ground.
And I saw some of the comments underneath the story. Oh, it takes two big men to subdue this woman.
Yes, it
does. They're doing it so the goal is not to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy could take her if he wanted to, but he'd have to slap her around. The whole idea is to subdue someone without creating any type of bodily harm.
Right.
But,
you know, idiots in comment section think they're experts on how to properly arrest somebody.
Oh, yeah. Some of the other comments, oh, they're all racist. All the cops in Athens are racist. Yeah, that's what they do. I'm sure that's part of the it's on the job app. Do you hate black people? Why? You want the job or not?
Well,
I think they're still on the ground at this point.
Okay.
They're still trying to grab her left arm, and she keeps pulling it out of their hands. So she, as you hear her saying, wants to do it herself. That's not how being arrested works.
Yeah, this is all totally avoidable.
It almost always is. And I've been arrested very few times where they let me put my own cuffs on.
Put your hand behind your back. Relax, okay?
I can't! Relax, calm down.
We told you numerous times and we asked you.
Wait, nothing,
times.
You stupid bitch, leave me alone.
We asked them many times.
All right, I can't listen to the rest of that only because I know it's her fault the kids are crying.
Mm-hmm. It is disturbing.
But you can't explain to them, hey, your mom did this.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Skip ahead to like the last 15, 20 seconds. And then just play to the end.
Okay.
I hope y'all proud of yourself.
Ma'am, all you had to do was listen to
her. Stop talking to me. Right there. He pulled me over for nothing. And then he came over here f***ing with me. I don't want him touching me. If I say I don't want him touching me, I don't want him touching me.
Get out of the car.
I can't f***ing fit.
I can't what?
I can't effing fit. Door slam.
Oh, sure you can.
Look what fit.
Yeah.
Look at that. I put the biscuit back in the can.
Alfie, what do you got?
Those are people calling about, the cops in Henderson County.
These were the cops, not the sheriff's department.
This is Athens police.
Okay. And, well, Athens is in Henderson.
Well, it is, yeah, but.
Which one?
I'd start with one.
Yes, Haley.
Hey, Russ. I actually personally know this girl. I went to high school with her, and she's always had a problem with authority. And, she is actually trying to set up council meetings to get justice for what happened to her after the video was released. So you can clearly see what is happening and that she is resisting arrest, and she's still trying to say that the cops were too rough with her or whatever when she was fighting back.
Now, she couldn't have had too much problem with authority because I pulled up the criminal record and I didn't see that she had one.
Well,
and we can't really speculate because I don't know if you really know.
Oh, no, I understand. No, I agree with you. I'm saying, like, I went to school with her. She's had a problem with authority. She always had a problem with listening to people.
What is she? She's born in 89.
25.
Yep.
Is that about when you were born?
Oh, yeah, I was born in 90.
Okay. All right, thanks. No, I had to check a few times, make sure I had the right person.
Gotcha. That makes sense. You have to do what you got to do. Yeah. Ms. Rogers said, I knew what would come next. She said, once she learned she was going to be arrested, her only thought was about her children. That and obviously calling the officer a bitch. But she did say, I knew what would come next. Therefore, my next objective was to contact someone to come get my children. That's why she says she rolled up the car window in order to keep trying to call her mom.
Okay,
after.
I missed that part.
Yeah, that's why the officer was saying, I will bust out this window. Because initially he was just talking to her through it, and then she rolled it up.
And she's fortunate that, in this instance, you couldn't take him at his word. Because most cops really busted it out.
That's honestly one of the things I was most surprised about when I watched this almost 30-minute stop, is how patient he was. Because he said, I'm going to tell you one more time, about 8 times, if not more.
And eventually he probably would have, but she finally got out of the car. I don't think the video is going to help her.
No. She also told Henderson County News, I should have gotten out of the car when ordered, but she said she was frightened and trying to take care of her children. She also said, I don't want to say it was just traffic violations because I don't want APD to think I'm taking the warrants lightly. I should have taken care of my business. But also, she added, she's not a violent criminal and didn't deserve to be treated like one in front of her children. She said,
act like one.
This is my favorite quote from her.
Okay.
She says, it just could have gone differently, but he, the officer, just had to do it his way.
Yeah. That in law, that'll get you every time.
Mm-hmm.
That arrest should have gone my way.
Exactly. If I'm going to be arrested, I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen.
That's right.
And they never said what the warrants were for?
Traffic violations.
Oh.
But still, it's you know when you've gotten tickets and you haven't done anything about them.
Everett, do they almost always haul you in? I'm not talking about Athens, just cops in general, if you've got outstanding traffic warrants.
It depends on where you are.
Should I let you elaborate during the break?
Sure.
Okay. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
506, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy. And the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Traffic blows really bad. I guess let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound on the tollway just after Lovers got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is back-to-back at I-35. Same accident southbound at Lovers. It's got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 635. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 right at Montfort got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from the high five. A big one in Mesquite. Northbound and southbound lanes of 635 right at Gross Road are affected by this accident. Car was going northbound, crossed over, hit the southbound lanes. Right now, northbound, your backup is all the way back from Elam Road. Southbound, you're backed up all the way back from Jupiter. It's at least an hour delay in both directions. Just avoid that whole area if you can. Let's move to Grand Prairie. Westbound I-20 just after the bush got a stalled out vehicle blocking the left center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Mountain Creek Parkway. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop 820 just after 35W got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Blue Mountain Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Tonight, the skies will be clear and cool, an overnight low of 61. Tomorrow, clear skies again. Lots of sunshine, a high of 79. Great for the last weekend of the fair. Right now, 87 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What is it, Alfie?
Line one is a cop from the Henderson County area. Her name is Casey.
Casey.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the woman in Athens. I know the officers that were involved with the whole situation. I'm actually a police officer in the area. And I just wanted to say that he was totally justified in what he did.
Oh, I didn't question anything he did. I didn't question any of that. All I said was, you know, part of the stop seemed a little squirrely. Well, you didn't really signal far enough in advance. I would have left that out. Just go, hey, your tags are out. I sit here, going to run your plates. I'll be back. Comes back. You got warrants. Get out.
Yeah.
And then everything after that, she chose what was going to happen.
Right. And even the not signaling, there is a in traffic code, failing to signal the required distance, and it is 100 feet. So it is actually a traffic offense in the Texas traffic code.
By watching the dash cam, she was pretty close.
Right.
But he said, you know, I'm not going to write you for that. And then, you know, she's, if this is true, if she's holding city council meetings, she's already blown it by saying, yeah, I should have gotten out of the car. Okay, well, that's the end of that.
Right.
And I don't know how many times we've got to see people get their asses beat on video to realize, you know, resisting arrest, it's never going to play out exactly the way you think it might.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I actually applaud the officer. He used the minimum amount of force necessary to gain control of the situation. Had she just followed simple instructions, and I know for a fact they would have let her make the phone calls to get her children picked up, but she created an officer safety situation. And at the end of the night or end of the day, we all have to go home to our families, too.
Casey, how long would you have waited before yanking her out of the car?
I've been in very similar situations like that, and it probably would have been around about the same time, because you just get to the point to where it's like, okay, you need to get out. If you get out and cooperate, then I'll cooperate with you, and I'll let someone come pick up your children. But I don't know if you're hiding anything in the car. I've actually been in situations where the parents use their children against police officers and hide narcotics or weapons and stuff around the area around their children because they think that they use the children against us.
Do you find yourself waiting a little bit longer now than you would have in the past because of the whole Ferguson thing?
Well, to me, if you have a warrant or if I have enough probable cause to make an on-site arrest, regardless of race or anything like that, I'm going to do the same for every person. It depends on that person how long. If you're cooperative with me, then I'll help you out. But if you don't want to be cooperative and you want to resist, then at that point, I have nothing else to do besides use the minimum amount of force necessary to arrest you and take you to jail. And it makes things more difficult.
I understand. And I'm actually glad to hear you say that. Now I'm not really taking any more time because I don't want you guys to start second guessing and get shot.
Right. And that's my main concern is...
You're just not going to stop, are you?
No.
Do they not let you talk on the job?
Do what?
Nothing. I got to go. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Right.
I think another way to go about this as the officer would be when you approach the vehicle and they start resisting you on your command or arrest, you just pull out your cell phone. And you just say, all right, hang on a second, and you pull up YouTube, and you pull up a couple of examples of this exact situation. You tell them, this is the moment right here before I hit record. You won't go viral because it's about to happen. And then you hit play on one of those videos like, this going to be you.
And then have them pull up every video where it worked out really well for the defendant.
Hey, that's a great idea. You add to it. I tell you what, I'm going to hand you my phone, citizen. Find me on YouTube where what you're doing right now worked out well for the person in your chair. Go ahead. I'll wait.
And there are also plenty of videos on YouTube where the officer gave them too much leeway, and those cops are dead.
And those are the videos people don't usually search for.
You watch that link I sent you?
I did.
Had you seen it before?
All the way.
No, you've seen it before?
I had seen a brief snippet of it. I hadn't seen it in its entirety.
That's probably the most disturbing. Yeah. most disturbing stop I've ever seen.
Easily.
I forget where it was, and I think this happened in the late 90s. There's a timestamp, like 98. A deputy somewhere stopped this guy. The guy gets out of the truck. I forget what the deputy says, but plenty of warnings. Then the guy goes back to the truck.
After he danced in the street.
Yeah, the guy's going, shoot me. And the guy goes back to, I think a lot of cops watch this as a training video.
Right.
Here's what happens if you let him get back in the vehicle. The guy pulled out a rifle and with suppressed fire, killed that deputy.
Oh, wow.
You don't see it because the deputy takes cover behind the squad car. And the guy goes on both sides back and forth, hitting almost every time. And then the guy gets back in the truck, drives off. You hear the deputy just, you hear like the blood gurgling in his throat. And wow. The screams are nothing that you want to hear. Mm-mm. I'd seen that like 5-6 years ago and just found it by accident. And but my point is, that's how bad it can go. Badly it can go if the officer loses control.
Yeah. And that's why I say no one ever looks for those videos. It's the people that will see a video like this one of the woman in Athens, and you'll have the trolls in the comment section saying, see, why does it take two officers? They could have done this better. They shouldn't have done that. Police brutality, police state, nah, nah, nah. Really, the only comment you need in that section after that is the link that Russ sent with the officer showing what happens that can go badly. And that should shut everybody up.
Well, it just didn't have to go that way. I mean, had she behaved normally, it would have been no problem.
Plus, the other thing is, I've always erred on the side of caution, but also, there's a chance you might get out of the ticket.
Hey, Kenzie, do you think you could get Everett any more out of that shot?
What?
Maybe center the shot on Everett.
I didn't set it up.
Just center the camera.
You know, somebody might have moved it while we weren't here.
I thought y'all would like it.
No, it's okay. Thank you. What were you saying, Dan?
Yeah, I forgot.
I've been off center this whole time?
Yes.
Damn.
It's fixed now.
Well, what does that do for the last, 2 hours? I've been off center.
You want to start again? Reshoot the show?
We got to start completely over. This is an outrage.
Control. And that's my biggest problem. It's a little off center here. No pun. With the cop watchers in Arlington, not what they're doing. I've already said, yeah, I think cops need to be watched.
Yeah,
you really should do it from a distance. And it shouldn't be an event every time you guys get together. Because if you've only got 20, 30 people in your group and all 20 or 30 show up at one stop, what about all the other Arlington cops out running amok?
Yeah, yeah, because then they get radioed, hey, all the cop watchers are at Cooper right now. Okay,
yeah. Get out the ass whips. Get out the Dendo LE.
Yeah, meanwhile, if I'm on North Davis and Green Oaks and I'm going to stop, I know I'm free to beat.
And my problem is if they distract just one time, one officer, and he gets shot and killed, I will rain down a new damn fire beyond the Old Testament with me and find out. Just a little reminder, in case you guys forgot. Speaking of law enforcement.
New from PLD Inc., another fine Dando product. As with all Dandos, they're formed from Dan's fabulous pee-pee. And now, introducing the Dando LE, specifically designed for law enforcement. The Dando LE comes with a pistol grip and will deploy the special penis-shaped missile straight into the perp's hiney. With a special anal-seeking sensor, it's a sure shot every time. Once it's penetrated its target, the Dando LE will extend 6 titanium spikes into the rectum, ensuring a solid grip. The Dando LE will then deliver 722,000 volts in their pocket. With a Dando LE's neuromuscular incapacitation, Grunt will fly out of that bunghole like a busted fire hydrant. Putting your life on the line every day doesn't mean you can't have fun. Put on your shield and go cook some criminal assholes, you f***ing hero. Another proud product of PLD.
All right, 517, Dan O'Malley,
is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, October 17th, 2014. Birthdays today. Eminem turns 42. Norm MacDonald is 51. Mike Judge, creator of Office Space and King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, he turns 52. George Wendt, Norm on Cheers, he turns 66. Margot Kidder also turns 66 today. Michael McKeon is 67. Jim Seals of Seals and Croft, 73.
Michael McKeon was Lenny from Laverne and Shirley.
Yes, he was.
Okay.
And a number of other fine comedies. Well, in case you were...
No, that wasn't Spinal Tap he was in.
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he was in Spinal Tap.
See, there you go. That's confidence. Yeah. Well, in case you were wondering, amid all the flights to Ohio and the cruises to the Caribbean, Texas health officials have ordered any person who entered the room of the first Ebola patient not to travel by public transport, including planes, ship, buses, or trains, or visit grocery stores, restaurants, or theaters for 21 days until the danger of developing Ebola has passed.
Kind of like the solution I threw out earlier.
Yes.
You can't. You can't just shut down the entire country. But if there was a way to do it for 2 weeks, maybe more companies let people work from home. Just limit your exposure to the extent where we don't just have to lock everybody in.
Right. The instructions issued by the Texas Department of State Health Service late on Thursday cover more than 70 health workers involved in providing care for Thomas Duncan. As state officials begin to tighten restrictions to cope with the Ebola crisis, administration officials said Friday that the president will appoint Ron Klain as the new Ebola czar. He served as chief of staff to Vice Presidents Joe Biden and Al Gore, and he will coordinate government response to the medical emergency. Once again, Ebola czar, Ron.
What's his name?
Ron Klain.
How'd he get that? I was campaigning for Ebola czar.
You were?
I'm Dougie Doug.
Well,
from Dougie's stand.
Well, Mr. Doug, we didn't know that you were in the running.
Everybody should know I'm in the run.
You were your own country, so we didn't think
little
you
better
were.
Better to run, be the Ebola czar.
But that means you have to be a U.S. citizen.
I am a citizen.
Well, I thought you denounced it and became your own ruler.
So?
So you denounce your rule of Dougiestan?
No, Dougiestan's still in effect.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's just a conflict of interest.
Well, you can work for different governments. You ever heard of it? The espionage?
The what?
Never mind.
The hospital workers were ordered to undergo monitoring twice a day, including one face-to-face encounter. The health department said anyone failing to adhere to the rules may be subject to a communicable disease control order. And the health workers were asked to sign a written acknowledgement of the directions when they appear for monitoring.
These sound like what do you call it, when Congress passes something that's not a law, it's just a...
resolution.
Yeah, these all just sound like resolutions.
Yeah.
Things that people should already be doing. There's got to be... You can't put a penalty into place. Short of... well, if you've got this, we're going to quarantine you. Well, you're going to do that regardless.
Right. And in essence, that's what they're doing. They're basically saying, don't do anything stupid, because if you don't, then we'll make sure you don't.
Yeah, and a resolution saying, don't be stupid. That's if you have to do...
yeah, that's too late, yeah. Well, a different type
and
of...
just this whole, the whole thing, it's, I wish there was a better phrase than cluster F.
No, that's it. I think that's it exactly.
But you've got people, and then the CDC talking to the nurse. Well, I kind of got a low-grade fever. Yeah, go ahead, fly to Detroit, wherever the hell you're going.
Cleveland.
Go there. Whoa, you sure? Yeah, it's only like... 99.5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a whole other 9 degrees to go. Or 9/10.
And of course, the CDC, whoever she talked to, not taking into account, maybe the fever's on the rise. What makes you think it just stopped at 99.5?
Right.
Maybe it went all the way to Jack FM. I'm sorry.
Who did she talk to at the CDC? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. And I don't. Who knows who answered the phone there?
That's what I'm saying. It could have been a janitor.
Hopefully there's just, I can probably Google, find out what the CDC hotline is. I'm sure someone, it's a sales rep.
Thank you for calling the CDC. If you think you have a low-grade fever and Ebola, press 1.
Boop.
Thank you for choosing 1. What is your temperature? Use the keypad now.
Boop, boop, beep.
We understand your temperature is 32 degrees.
No, that's not right.
You are cleared to fly.
No, no.
And now with the right amendment, you can fly from love to you.
That's not what I've entered.
You are free to lick about the country.
You got it wrong.
But Everett's right. You don't know who. She said she called the CDC. I would hope they would have transferred to somebody in authority that could make the call. But just say, hey, I was working at Presbyterian Dallas. Is that where she was?
Yes.
Touched some stuff. Got a low-grade fever. Can I fly?
Sure, go ahead.
She might have called at lunch. Who knows? Maybe she got the service.
The calling service?
Yeah.
The CDC is out. I will handle your call in the interim.
Yeah, go ahead.
I better call him.
Thank you for calling the CDC.
Oh, hell.
This is Bobby.
Is that really your name?
Yes.
Bobby?
Yes.
What's that short for?
Bobby.
Not bad for on the fly.
Abubu? Bobby Oaks Abubu.
Perfect.
My last name?
Mm-hmm.
Johnson.
Johnson.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
I got a chick on line one calling about people picking you up for traffic warrants.
Nah, we're past that. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:32, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in Eagles. Play Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic still sucks out there. Here's the worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Lover's. Still got that stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back at 635. This is part of another accident going northbound at Lover's on the tollway. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from I-35. Let's move to Mesquite. Big one. Sorry, let's stick around in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Sylvan. Now into the big one to Mesquite. Northbound 635 right at Gross Road. Still got that overturned vehicle blocking everything. Traffic's barely getting by on the right shoulder. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from I-20. This is also affecting southbound lanes, though they're all open right now. Traffic is still jacked up all the way back from the high five. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Heritage Trace. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Tonight, clear skies, 61 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high around 79. Right now, 87 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Line two, Alfie.
Yes, she says she's a nurse.
Yes, Laura.
Hey, I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for about 18 years, and they can take their licenses away for endangering those people on those planes. Whether they do or not is a different story, but they could take their licenses away.
Who would take the license away?
The State Board of Nursing.
Okay, so they do what to the CDC for saying, yeah, it's okay to fly?
Well, the CDC won't get anything taken against them, but, you know, we're taught in nursing school, it doesn't matter what anybody says if it endangers a human life. You don't have to do it. So even though the CDC said, yeah, three times they could get on the plane, she was dumb and shouldn't have gotten on the plane and can lose her license.
Yeah, we brought that up. I'm not, at this point, I'm not really big on pointing fingers since nobody really seems to know who's doing what or how to handle it.
And that's the big problem. And there's not really going to be a fix for it, I don't think. But, you know. She shouldn't have gotten on the plane.
And it's we said this earlier in the show, it seems like everybody that's come down with Ebola for some reason wants to travel.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand it.
It seems really
asinine.
Asinine, self-centered, narcissistic. Well, I need to take this trip. Well, why don't you give it a couple of weeks and make sure that you really don't have anything?
Exactly. And really, what's 21 days as opposed to, you know, a lifetime? Skype, for crying out loud.
Do you have any idea what the process is? Because this nurse said she called the CDC. Do you know what the process is? Have you ever, would a nurse actually call the CDC?
It's possible if they gave her the number, but then even if she did, she probably just got a receptionist or somebody that doesn't have a very high level of knowledge about all that stuff. And who knows what she actually told them? I mean, that's the flip side of it. Did she tell them she had exposure to Ebola patients? Who knows? But I don't know if the CDC would even say anything.
Are you working at a smaller doctor's office or a hospital?
I work at a hospital.
How has the protocol changed over the past couple of weeks?
It really hasn't so far in where we are, because we're just in a smaller town and we're honestly not expecting it, but we're getting a lot of an increase in mail about there's going to be new processes. They're going to be changing some of our equipment. Things like that.
So it's pretty much non-existent.
It's non-existent as of now, right. But, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to get it. And I think if we do, my understanding is they're probably going to ship them straight out instead of holding on to them.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm more worried about hoof and mouth. Lyme disease. We don't get a lot of Ebola here in Roy City.
No, I think they're more worried about good old boys getting drunk on a Friday night and sticking it to the horses.
Got an STD from his goat.
The occasional housemaid's knee.
Housemaid's what?
Knee.
Ask him to look at me.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a disorder that maids used to get.
Housemaid's knee?
Yeah, it's a fungus of the knee.
Oh, I thought you meant you rub your penis on a chick's knee.
Well, there's always that.
It's a nice fallback.
As the news stories continue to release more information, I don't even know who you start to blame.
I blame Ebola. That's where I start.
Well, it's not like the Duncan guy. Not look like he purposely contracted it.
No, he certainly didn't purposely contract it.
Not like old boy screwing goats.
No.
Well, you got an STD. I wonder how. Were you f-ing goats?
Well, just
why?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you got it. Well, I have to. I'm a goat farmer.
Are you?
Why do you ask? All right. I'm all hat and no goats. Isn't that the term?
Yeah, pretty much.
All hat and no cattle.
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, really, where would you start? CDC didn't really seem to have a handle on it. Presbyterian Dallas was kind of... learn as you go thing.
To me, I feel like this is just Mother Nature doing her thing. I mean, the disease exists. At one point, it did not. Then it did.
And well, I think it's been around for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. It's not like it's been around since the dawn of time. It's something that over years, all of a sudden, it mutated, popped up, and started killing folks. And now it's still going strong thanks to, in large part, human stupidity.
Well, and it lacked precedent here. I mean, we weren't equipped to handle it because we'd never had to handle it before.
Which is typically how we in America respond to everything. We always think of everything, no matter what it is that's over there. We don't have to worry about it until it jumps across the pond and all of a sudden it's staring us right in the face. And then we overreact and then we get it under control, and that's just what we do. And then we start blaming each other for it.
Yeah, and it's like you said yesterday, instead of focusing on the problem and isolating it, everybody's going... Well, there was really no protocol, or there was a breach in protocol, or the CDC told me I could get on this plane. Or, you know, I kind of had a fever, but I went on a cruise anyway.
Yeah. You know what?
Well, first of all, you're an idiot for going on a cruise because there's almost always sink.
Yeah. So, like, what the CDC needs to do is the whole thing of, all right, I don't care what has happened over the previous 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever. Today, we start brand new. Now we're doing everything properly. This is how you do it. Everyone's living in tents. Everyone's running around in hazmat suits. If you got a poop, stick a plug in it. Don't touch anybody else. Don't breathe anybody.
Did you see the sign in the men's room?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Man, that was helpful.
Because we got a mass email today. I guess it was today. From Kelly Kibler. What did we ever figure out her title is? I never remember it.
I think we just said Vice President of Texas.
That's it?
Okay.
Or iHeartMedia.
They just said, with all the concerns, just take precautions. There's no issue here in the building, although I think they're going to make a thorough sweep of the building over the weekend. Just complete disinfecting.
Well, I feel safe.
And now there's a sign in the men's room. Please wash your hands before returning to work.
Mm-mm.
Ah, f*** off. Really? You think they're going to do that? They can't hit the that stand-up thingy you piss in.
The urinal.
They can't hit that.
I know.
There's people in this building, guys in this building, that missed the commode when they're taking a sh**. Please wash your hands.
Mm-mm. I still contend the cleanest thing in that bathroom is me.
And right over the urinal, ain't nothing but a collection of boogers. Just one time. One time. I want to catch somebody doing that. Because you can't put a note up that says, don't wipe boogers on the wall, because they'll wipe it on the note.
And the thing is, though, it's not like it's isolated to here, because it not only did it happen at CBS, but when I was at the fair over the weekend, in one of the bathrooms, there was a booger mural in front of the urinal I was at. In two separate bathrooms.
I don't think I've ever wiped a booger on anything. If I get a good one out, I'm playing with it, I'm rolling it until it's good and dry,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm flicking.
I guess some guys
never have let a booger go to waste.
Yeah, it's just like God intended.
I think some guys just aren't that patient. They just see it as they don't know how to enjoy it. They don't know how to appreciate the fine rolling, the effort.
That's the sign you should put up.
Proper booger etiquette is essential to gracious living.
Kenzie, do you ever pick your nose?
Yeah.
You ever get a good boog?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
You
ate it, didn't you?
No!
You booger you?
No.
You eat bugs?
No.
You ever tasted one?
When I was little.
No, okay. I've never eaten a booger.
Yes, you have.
I don't even really like swallowing. It's not. Nobody.
Nobody's eating
all right,
a booger.
Hands. Who's eating boogers?
Liars.
Man, that is one solitary hand.
Since he's the only one with her hand up. What made you want to eat a booger?
Every kid eats a booger.
You're the only one here.
Oh, whatever. Y'all have all eaten a booger.
We have not. I have.
You're little.
I swear on every animal I've ever owned, I have never thought about sticking anything from my nose to my mouth.
I bet you have. You just don't remember because you were so little.
I've never had a desire.
Do you remember everything from when you were 1 and 2?
The minute I came out.
I'd remember eating a booger. That'd be a pretty distinct event in my life.
Yeah, that's not something that just goes, oh, you remember your first paper cut?
Everybody's done that.
Alfie, booger?
No.
Yes, he has.
I think the oddest thing I've ever eaten was paste in elementary school.
Mm. I ate a cricket.
Okay, that's
me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Play-Doh.
Ever you ate one? Yeah, I did as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Play-Doh, I can see because that's actually flavored with vanilla.
It is.
Yeah.
I want to try it now.
You know, like vanilla. Vanilla extract.
Yeah.
That's how they. I don't know why. Hey, let's give this to kids and flavor it like a cake.
Yeah.
Does it really taste like cake?
No, it smells like cake. You're the one that knows what it tastes like.
Well, it's been a while, but now I got excited again. Now I want some.
Well, Play-Doh's a step down once you've eaten boogers, I'd presume. I mean.
And it's colorful, so it looks delicious.
Boogers?
Play-Doh.
Oh.
What's the flavor profile of boogers, Kinsey?
What do boogers taste like?
I do not remember.
Was it savory or sweet?
I do not remember whatsoever.
Could have been very tasty, or she'd still be on, unless she's still eating boogers on the side.
Do you consider yourself a connoisseur?
Just nasty.
Bold without being ostentatious.
I don't remember.
I like them because I don't have to carry them in a bag or nothing. They're always fresh.
Do they stay fresh for a long time, or do you preserve them? Do you pickle them?
Do you like them moist or kind of dry, like jerky?
Oh my god, I hate that word.
You ever grill one?
What a booger!
Yeah.
Maybe if you're feeling sexy, you do one sous vide.
What is that?
You cook it in water.
I eat my boogers tartare.
Stick them on a kebab.
There you go.
See?
With some nice green peppers.
Mmm, yum.
Sushi?
Hey, what they talk about on that number one show in North Texas today? Eating boogers.
It's the Booger Gump Shrimp Company.
Booger gumbo.
Uh-huh. Lemon booger, boil booger, grilled booger. Fried booger. Ceviche booger.
She looks forward to Halloween because the booger man.
She never really got that right. You're supposed to scare people. You're not supposed to walk around and eat stuff out of your nose. Booger con queso. I can't think of enough foods.
I think we laid the groundwork nicely.
Kinsey, why do you come here?
I ask myself that every day.
Alfie, the hotline's ringing. Probably Don Davis.
He's probably saying, I eat my boogers too.
I eat my boogers, my kids' boogers.
Right out of the snout.
Yeah. I don't even tell them they got a bug hanging because sometimes somebody beat me to it.
I just hold my hand under their nose and smack the back of their head. That's like a booger ball machine.
If I see a bug hanging in my kid's nose, I pull his head back and yank it out like a booger pez.
You know, Don's going to pass me in the hall one day and just snap my neck.
And he's not even going to break stride.
No, look like something out of Taken. You don't need to even deserve me to turn around and look and see if you're dead.
He just knows.
Who was it, Alfie?
It was Mark from Paws in the City. He's here early, I guess.
Is he wanting to get in on the booger chat?
He's wanting to let us know that he's here.
All right.
You ever had dog booger?
Is he downstairs with the dogs?
He's upstairs, actually.
How'd he get up here?
He's been doing one of the shows on 1190, I think, over the past couple weeks.
Doing what?
Taking the dogs in.
Okay, only because it's the dogs.
Mm-hmm. He's not giving 1190 his pants, is he?
No, not that I know of.
Because that'll hurt Russ's feelings.
That would.
We're not on in the halls today, right?
No, it's KZPS day.
I think we really need to get his pants this week. Is he by himself?
I think he is right now.
Ah, what do I care? Johnny's not going to help him.
No. No, that's
because she knows if she gets in the way, somebody's going to lose some panties. I think we need to get his pants because he thinks it's just an empty threat.
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt him.
You can't cry pants all the time. Then they won't believe you.
If you scare him bad enough, I think they'll just shed off.
Okay. All right,
boogers?
I was trying to make the link in my head how we went from Ebola to boogers. I'm ashamed of it anyway. I don't know how anybody follows this show. We're in here for most of the whole thing, and we don't know where we've been.
And it's not like one of those instances where you can look behind you and see from where you've traveled. No.
You're just kind of there.
Yeah. It's like being on the highway and driving for so long. Highway hypnosis. We're on the air. We have no idea where we've been or how we got to where we are now.
All of a sudden, welcome to Montana.
Yeah. Then I wake up and we're going, all right, we're talking about boogers. Nah. What's the biggest booger you ever pulled out, Kenzie?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't remember. I just know I've done it because everybody has done it.
Not eat. Just pulled one out.
Everybody has done that.
Not everybody's eaten a booger.
Yes, they have.
I bet if we took a survey with the phones right now.
Let's do it. Everybody has, even if they admit it or not.
How old were you?
That's like a childhood.
How old were you?
Step in life. I have no idea.
But you could think you were probably pretty young.
1 to 3, maybe 4.
So you can remember 1 to 3 that you ate a booger, but I said I've never eaten them. And you told me I couldn't remember back to 1 to 3.
No, but you've eaten a booger because every kid has eaten a booger.
Didn't I just swear on my dogs?
You did.
I don't remember the exact day or moment or what I was wearing or where I was.
Was it your birthday?
I don't remember. I just know I have because every kid
has done
that.
Kenzie got you another booger cake. Gotta love this kid. Your favorite, booger raisin. We really have enough money for Rocky Roads. Never mind. Alfie, what's line two?
He is upset at you a little bit.
Well, what do we do?
Yes, Justin.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank y'all. Y'all have my 3-year-old son eating his boogers now.
Who's the dildo listening to the show with a 3-year-old in a car?
That would be me.
And you didn't bother? Did you actually see him eat it?
No, he was like, hey, Daddy, my boogers are yummy.
That's awesome.
Is he in the back seat where you can't get at him?
Yeah.
Slam on the brakes.
Justin, don't do that.
That's what my dad always did. All right. Thank you, boss.
Well, your dad could do that because in our day as children, we didn't travel in car seats.
Oh, yeah. He said his kid was 3. Yeah, I don't know.
I think now the
I'm not trying to think. No, there were no regs on 3-year-olds in car seats when we were kids.
No. Do whatever you want.
No, it was just like a just loose luggage in the back.
And we always thought we knew more than Daddy.
Get up here. No.
You two stop fighting back there. Lick me, old man. You climb up on the rear deck, the back.
Yeah.
The back windshield.
All right.
What are you going to do? Come here.
Look who's now in the front windshield.
Isn't that weird?
Mm.
That's a magic trick. I can do it reverse.
That's right.
Hang on. Put your arm on the seat and start driving backwards.
Oh, man. All right, with all the scary Ebola going on, there is some other serious medical news to be had.
I start whipping him. What are you doing up here?
Don't you stay in the back seat.
Daddy, it was momentum and inertia.
So anyway, with all the Ebola scares going on, there's other medical information to be had.
Hang on. Alfie, do these people want credit because they've never eaten boogers?
They do. Plus, you were doing the survey. They just want to have their voices heard.
Go ahead, Keith.
Now, Kenzie's nasty for actually eating the boogers. That's just gross. I recall eating, Elmer's glue when I was a kid. But, and you talked about how big of one we picked. I picked one a few weeks ago. Some guy, that thing had a pulse. It was bigger than the pencil, probably 3.5-4 inches long. It had a pulse.
It was so eating. Big. So big I didn't even want it. I had to drop it off at the fire station. We got a break.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles. He's not on the phone. Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by UPSjobs.com. Traffic still blows out there. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound on the Tolley right at Lovers. That earlier stalled out vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up back from 635. Moving into Mesquite, northbound 635 right at Gross Road. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely stopped back from I-20. And in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Heritage Trace. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Slotskies. Clear skies tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine and cooler, a high of just 79. Right now, 87 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
Yeah, it's funny, like any other relationship, the longer you get to know somebody, different things are revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything not embarrassing that we found out about Kinsey? She got a tattoo from some guy in a basement in a wheelchair.
Yeah, she did.
We know now she eats boogers.
Yep, she does.
Hates bowling for soup.
Yes, with a passion.
Dog food. She eats dog food.
Her dad gave her some dog food as a kid. How'd he get you to eat it? He put boogers on it?
No.
Frosted boogers.
Promise not to play bowling for soup while you ate it.
What else? Oh, she dated a puppeteer.
Right. Forgot about that.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah.
Tell everyone about your puppeteer boyfriend.
Well, apparently being an actor is a puppeteer. Even though he's an actor in theater, he was a puppet. Like once.
He was a puppet once?
Yes.
Let me turn the mics off. Tell me his name. All right.
Sorry, I had to test.
All right, hang on. We used his first name on the air. What was his first name?
Oh, yeah, Carl.
Okay. Because I pulled up. See, pulled up his profile before. I bet you if I just type in his name along with puppeteer.
I'm sure something will come up.
Cha-ching.
Bingo. How nice.
Let's see.
Everett, you remember Little Shop of Horrors, yes?
I do.
Okay.
He was in the theater production of it, and he played the... thing.
The plant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What was the plant's name? All I can remember is Seymour, but that was the guy that fed him.
I know, that's all I could think of.
It was a girl's name, wasn't it?
Maybe right. Look at this. Puppeteer and A Christmas Carol. I know there were puppets in A Christmas Carol.
Well, it depends on the production style. Could have had the ghosts as puppets.
Glendale Center Theater.
That's it.
Puppeteer.
I don't know if that's where he's at now, but that's where he was a couple years ago.
At the GCT.
Well, you know, puppeteers are in great demand. He could be anywhere.
He's not a puppeteer.
And then Kenzie told me, well, it's not easy being a puppeteer.
It wasn't.
Who made you laugh with a sock puppet?
You did, but that plant thing weighed like 50 pounds or something crazy like that. It was huge. Huge. And he had to, like, it was crazy.
He had to make
it. The thing was huge.
He had to make it move.
It was like 50 pounds, though, and he could only use his body. It wasn't like his hands.
So it's not just a regular puppeteer. It's like a heavyweight puppeteer.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. If I type in his name and puppeteer, I get information on him. If I type in his name with actor, nothing.
He's been in, like, a bunch of stuff. Like, I've seen it.
Been in a bunch of puppets.
He's not just a puppet. I'm done defending him.
That's just what he's famous for.
No, not really.
According to Google.
And I'm sure he's got some input on what his profile is.
Why are you ashamed of his being a puppeteer, Kinsey?
I am not. He's not a puppeteer.
Well, if you weren't ashamed, you wouldn't deny it.
I'm not ashamed of it. He's not a puppeteer anyway.
Did he? Was he ever a puppeteer for something that embarrassed you?
No. I've only seen one play.
No. He never was like a porn puppeteer?
No. Not that I know of.
Pinocchio.
Pornocchio?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's better. Was he in Pornocchio?
No.
That would have, I think that would have stood out.
All right. Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. Andrew Walls is 32, and he claims that the Delaware surgeons who performed his colonoscopy dressed him in pink panties while he was under anesthesia.
I told you. When you're out, you have no clue what's going on.
You don't, but there's back information here. He's not just a random patient. His attorney says, or also states, that Walls was an employee at the Delaware Surgery Center in Dover, and he called the incident an outrageous prank by Walls' colleagues. He said when the plaintiff initially presented for his colonoscopy, he had not been wearing pink women's underwear, and at no time did the plaintiff voluntarily, knowingly, or intentionally place the pink women's underwear upon himself.
These were people he knew.
These were his coworkers. The alleged prank, which occurred in 2012...
What is he worried about?
He says it led to him losing his job over severe emotional stress. The lawsuit seeks damages for intentional infliction of that emotional stress.
Because they put pink panties on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was worried that, obviously, if you changed his underwear, somebody saw his doolally.
Well, I'm sure they did. I mean, if you're getting a colonoscopy, I would just assume that they're going to see everything.
Is he suing them for an amount?
I don't know the amount. It just says damages for intentional infliction of emotional stress.
Everett, how much could he get?
Well, it's whatever the jury wants to award, unless there's some sort of cap on damages in that state. But it could be significant, potentially.
Kenzie, you think about maybe switching the camera over to Everett? Are you still laughing at the puppet?
Are you distracting her?
She says not everybody can be a puppeteer.
And she's right. Not everyone can, apparently.
Okay, I got a sock puppet on my left hand, and who's the one that can't focus?
That's not puppeteering, though. Anybody can put a puppet on their hand and go like this.
Oh.
Well, anybody can do it.
You know what? We'll test it. She thinks anyone can hear. Give it to me. I'll see if I can be a puppeteer.
Oh, Dan. You're good.
I'll take my puppet.
I'll give it right back.
Hang on. Is Alfie in his studio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on the phone.
Not only is she a puppeteer apologist, she's a puppeteer elitist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alfie's not looking, is he?
No, he is.
He loves it when the sock puppet growls. Watch.
It's like a kid. I love it.
You're laughing too.
I know, but Alfie's laugh is so cute. He like giggles.
Eat my boogers.
I'm standing strong tonight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She's busted.
I told you.
Man can crack a walnut.
The look on Russ's face.
All right.
He's so focused.
They do on that show today. They did a puppet show.
Mm-hmm.
On the ring.
All right. Which one of you puppets gave me syphilis? All right, Dan, you want to play the puppet? There you go.
No, the moment's passed now.
No, do it.
That's still your syphilis line?
See, Kenzie, just because you hold the puppet on your hand doesn't mean it's automatically entertaining.
Okay, so talk with it.
Hi.
Hello.
See? Oh, apparently I was wrong. See? Okay.
All right, I see where
you're
going. I take it back.
I see where you're going. See, you didn't laugh at me. You laugh at Russ. Banjo.
Wow, that was a good spit. Man, that was all
that
over her microphone.
That wasn't just spit. That was snot, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's like a booger milkshake. I'm really, truly shocked. every day my card key works.
Russ's face. You were about to lose.
All I said was banjo.
And your face went, banjo.
I'm wildly entertained. All right, I'm sorry. Where were
we? Andrew was butthurt.
Okay.
About the underwear. There is some good news in DFW. The Texas Rangers were managed by Ron Washington for most of the last 8 years as he became the franchise's all-time winningest manager. The man who steps into his position will have large shoes to fill, and the Rangers front office believes that man is Jeff Bannister. He received a multi-year contract. He was the Pittsburgh Pirates bench coach. He comes highly recommended by Pirates manager and former Rangers hitting instructor Clint Hurdle. Bannister is 49. He is regarded as very open-minded, someone who's able to process numbers and scouting reports, as well as trusting his gut. John Daniels, that's the team's GM, Russ, said during his postseason address that he wanted his next manager to be a partner, someone comfortable keeping track of the farm system and having regular conversations with management, as well as managing the day-to-day locker room. Interesting notes about Bannister. He survived cancer, a broken neck, to keep his baseball career alive. He also has a career 1,000 batting average, having one hit in his one major league appearance.
This is not a brag.
What?
I make well into the six figures, and I'm playing with a puppet on the freaking radio.
Yeah.
You want to explain that?
No.
And even though Everett's right, Kinsey is a puppet elitist, she's still laughing at me, a puppet amateur. Because you're good at it. Watch this. Mi sopa! Hooba stank. Okay.
There it is. Popped her like a balloon.
It's taking longer, though.
A pet parrot that spoke with a British accent when it disappeared from its home 4 years ago has been reunited with its owner, and it now speaks Spanish. The reunion was brought about by a Southern California veterinarian who mistook Nigel, an African gray parrot, for her own missing bird. Teresa Miko tracked Nigel's microchip back to a Brit who lives in Torrance somewhere.
I never thought about that, microchipping birds.
Yeah. He said, I introduced myself and said, have you lost a bird? Initially, he said no, but he thought I meant recently.
This one's dead.
When she verified Chick's name and said she had his African gray parrot, he looked at me like I was crazy. He said his bird went missing 4 years ago. Little is known about Nigel's whereabouts the past 4 years, but Chick said the bird's accent is gone, the British accent, and now chatters in Spanish. Chick says last week's reunion brought tears of joy to his eyes, despite the fact that Nigel bit him when he first tried to pick him up. What?
I'm just thinking of punchlines.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Foil. Sucking the dents out of the car now. Never mind.
Okay. A Northwest Dallas man may have stopped a car burglar in his tracks. Police got a call around 3 a.m. about a car break-in near Royal Lane and Webb Chapel Road in Dallas. The owner told police he heard something, went to investigate, saw a man in his SUV, and then fired shots. He said he didn't know if he hit the man. Not long after, a man covered in blood began knocking on doors of homes a few blocks away. He was treated for gunshot wounds in the leg and foot, then he was promptly arrested and now faces charges for burglary of a motor vehicle. Police said the homeowner was within his right to defend himself and his home.
He shot somebody in his car not knowing who it was.
He shot a stranger in his car not knowing if he hit him.
Everett?
Yeah, I think he's within his rights.
Really?
Yeah.
Police said so.
Yeah, taking away property at night.
I understand. And the laws do change at night, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about shooting somebody in a car if I'm not truly sure who it is.
Well, it goes back to what you've said all along. Is like, do you really feel like hiring an attorney and putting up some sort of defense for shooting somebody, especially if you killed them?
Well, this guy wasn't charged, so it's not going to go before the grand jury.
I doubt it. Doesn't sound like it.
That's an iffy proposition. I'm not ready to kill somebody for my car. In my house, You out.
Yeah.
Cut your head off and make soup with it.
What kind of soup?
Booger.
Never thought about booger soup. I forgot the name of the soup.
Misopa.
Misopa! Or at least make them stick my balls in their face for a while. Let me go. I'll get you some taint while you're down there. Oops. I feel some diarrhea coming on. Uh-huh. Open your mouth. Ooh, making me hot.
The National Institute of Health Director, Francis Collins.
Start wiggling back and forth like a kid who hears ice cream truck coming.
Blamed budget cuts for his agency's failure to develop a vaccine for Ebola. So, the National Institutes of Health have spent, after that was said, someone looked it up, and noticed that the NIH has spent more than $39 million on obese lesbians, origami condoms, texting drunks, and dozens of other projects that could have been scrapped in favor of developing an Ebola vaccine.
What's an origami condom?
Origami.
Oh, I'm sorry. Missed it.
The Washington Free Beacon, which sounds legitimate, has uncovered just under $40 million worth of NIH studies.
What am I going to do with a condom folded into a swan?
They had reason, I guess.
They spent how much on origami condoms?
I do not know how much on the origami condoms. I do, however, they did say it was over $2.8 million trying to figure out why lesbians are obese.
What'd they find out?
I don't have the detailed findings. $466,000 on why fat girls have a tough time getting dates. Another $2 million was spent encouraging old people to join choirs. Millions have also gone to text message interventions, including a study where researchers sent texts to drunks at the bar to try to get them to stop drinking. That project received an additional grant this year for a total of almost $675,000.
Actually, that's not a bad police sting. If you know somebody in a bar drinking,
right?
Cops text them. Hey, I'm a hot chick on the other side of the freeway.
Jesus.
Drive on over.
Pick me up. I'm going to need you to drive over to me because I'm in Euless and I lost my squad car.
Damn.
There's always a way.
Just when Euless thinks they've finally gotten out of the barrel.
We've never got a call, email, anything from Euless. Could you please let it go that we lost one of our squads?
Because they're smart in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear this story.
Euless lost one of this was 3-4 months ago?
Easily.
I think the guy, wasn't he in the back, somehow got out and then just drove off in the squad?
I believe so. No. I remember now. Euless police were chasing a suspect in a vehicle chase. The guy jumped out of the car, ran into some sort of brush or something, wooded area. Euless police officers stopped, gave pursuit. The guy doubled back, got into the Euless squad car, which was unlocked and still running, and took off with it.
Okay.
And ever since then,
yeah,
Euless PD is that department.
Yes, of course.
Which really tickles the S out of Hearst and Bedford officers.
And Keller.
And Keller.
Yeah, because I think there were some of the surrounding cities, the Euless
right.
officers would stop by, talk to Euless cops. Hey! You got these things on your car. Look what we got.
What you got?
Door locks.
What?
They're crazy. Look at this. Look how they work. That's a wrong sound effect.
Man, that's so fancy.
Man, Keller got some nice squad cars. Jesus. Just go with it now.
We hate to show off, but see on our squads, watch this. Huh?
Very nice.
Yeah. Open. Close. Open. Close.
Do it again.
You want the you want the futuristic one?
Of course.
That's drunk. Here's what we used to have on some of our older squad cars.
A screen door?
Yep. Perps in, flies out.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you've been feeling down because you're single and not getting any dates, there are some actual good things about not having to date anybody. For example, you save a lot of money. Also, you can eat as much as you want and whatever you want. Three, you have time to do whatever you want because you don't have to check in with your significant other first. And if you're a woman, you don't have to worry about always shaving your legs. Plus, yeah.
Do you not shave your legs because you're not dating?
My favorite part.
I don't know if I've ever seen her that excited. And for Kinsey and other women who are single, you can wear comfortable underwear without having to worry about wearing sexy ones.
No. That's
how often do you go without shaving your legs, booger eater?
It depends on if I am going to wear shorts or not. So I'll shave the day before I'm going to wear shorts, and then I won't shave for a couple months. No, I'm just playing. A couple weeks.
So what? Jesus.
They're blonde. They don't grow that bad. I don't even have armpit hair. It's non-existent.
That's nasty.
No, it's not.
It is.
Awesome.
I don't know about your armpit hair.
I don't have any. I will look.
No.
Ready?
No, you won't let me. You won't look at my d-. I'm not looking at your armpit hair.
Ready?
No, you probably got skin tags or something underneath there.
I do not.
I bet you do.
Those are for old people.
Is that what you give your grandparents? She makes it sound like that. Buys.
Oh, yeah, like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Here's the skin tags you wanted.
You know, it's for your collection.
Think of it as like a meat wind chime.
I'll get you the whole collection. It'll be like the Pandora bracelet, the skin tags.
It's like boogers for the outside of your body.
There we go. Also, another good thing about being single, no one will mess up your Netflix recommendations, and you're more likely to end up in a relationship when you least expect it.
And that's why I'm not really worried about anything. Yeah. You got to go out. You got to meet people. I'll meet somebody when I meet somebody. I've never been out trolling where I found somebody.
And usually the people that go out when they're saying, okay, I've got to meet somebody, then after they do that so many times, they lower their standards to such an extent that it's just, mm-mm.
I had a chick yesterday send me pictures of her in a bondage apparel.
Oh.
I just sent back, well, thank God you're tied up.
Stack with a gag ball.
It wasn't.
was she not pleasant?
I felt better that she was
in captivity,
tethered.
She's not
like,
running.
Is this an email? Or is this a cry for help? Because is your water bowl empty? What's the matter? You need to go outside. See a squirrel. I sent back. Why would you send me that? Well, I just thought you'd like to see it. And because I've lost my patience with him, went, that's gross. Are you not into bondage? I'm not into things like you. And I'm glad that you're on a runner.
Last thing you need is her hopping the fence, terrorizing the neighborhood.
Why would you send, I even said that in one of the replies, well, why is that gross? Well, you sent it to a stranger. Well, I don't think of you as a stranger.
That's right.
Well, I am. I don't know you, and I don't send pictures of me to anybody. Certainly not tied up on a bed with my big fat ass sticking in the air.
Was that what she was requesting?
For what?
From you.
No, that's what she was doing in the picture she sent.
Oh.
Oh, let's take my least attractive feature and put it in the forefront.
And tie knots around it.
Tie knots around her ass?
And then make it look even bigger.
And she had a ball gag?
Oh, yeah.
Had that in her mouth.
Mm.
I went, okay, that's about the only reason I'd date you.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:35, another check on traffic. over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Lennar Homes. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just after Lovers. Still got that accident there. It's still blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is still backed up back from I-35. In that backup, though, now at Lemon, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Southbound on the tollway right at Lovers is also affected. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right lane as well. Traffic's jacked up back to 635. Sticking around in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Sylvan Avenue. The big one in Mesquite, northbound 635 right at Gross Road. Still got that overturned vehicle blocking pretty much everything. Traffic's barely getting by in the right-hand lane. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Broadway Beltline. All the southbound lanes have reopened, but traffic there is still jacked up all the way back from the I-5. It's at least an hour delay in each direction. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Heritage Trace. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Clear skies tonight, 61 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 79. Right now, 86 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Russ.
What do you got?
We've got two Paws of the City fabulous dogs today, Izzy and Jenna. Two young ladies.
Okay.
So we'll start with Izzy.
Go ahead.
See if how much Kenzie cries during this one.
Why? What's wrong?
Because Kenzie rescued her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where'd you find you going to cry, baby?
It's all right.
Are you crying or are you doing monkey arms?
It's okay. Oh. You've seen me cry. Tell me the story, Mark.
Okay.
I got it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So. Mark.
Okay. So Izzy pokes her head into the back fence of Kenzie's place to see who all's there, people, dogs, tries to make friends.
How long ago was it? Kenzie, how long ago was it?
Couple weeks.
3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happened?
I fell in love, but my dog didn't get along with her. Don't, please don't.
What? Tell me about the dog.
No, I'm not going to. This is like, it's not fun.
Okay.
Thank you. My dog didn't get along with her, so we couldn't get to keep her.
Just keep slinging the mic to the other side of the room.
I will not have music bed.
It's okay to make Russ cry.
Oh, yeah.
A woman does it.
Not over a dog.
I like how she pushes away her own mic so she won't talk in it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
So Izzy's 10 months old. Okay. And Kenzie also, and her mom, I should add, completely vetted her.
Checked her out.
Got her completely vetted, spayed her, everything. So got her spayed, got her microchipped, and in the process of microchipping, found out that she had a microchip. Contacted the owner. Owner was very sketchy. That's a whole different story.
Sketchy about what?
Saying that they had rehomed the dog somewhere else, but didn't have the information on where they rehomed her. It got really kind of strange, and so.
Do you think they were lying?
I do, because then they called back after I had given you Izzy, and she said to my mother, hey, so I got a car now. I'm going to come get Izzy now. Or what? Not Izzy, whatever her name was. And my mom was like, no, you're not. Because first your story was this, and now it's this, and she's already with
a loving family.
Yeah. So.
Good.
It was sketchy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my mom was not going to let that happen.
Who's over there having a fit?
It's not Izzy.
Who's the one growling?
By the way, I'm fostering Izzy myself, so good for me, right?
Yeah, congratulations. The other one, anybody else want credit for saving
no.
an animal?
I do. I found a couple on the side of 67 I've given to Paws in the City.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate when people do that, but they always, almost invariably, if it's a listener, hey, I got this dog. Can you find a home for it?
Don't make me responsible for every animal you find.
Absolutely.
I've got my own issues worrying about bunnies that I find in the road.
And the emotional hang-ups that go along with it.
All right, so you got...
So the other dog is Jenna. Jenna is...
The one that Kenzie found is...
Is a red heeler mix, 10 months old, 27 pounds. I think she'll fill out to about 30 pounds is what we're thinking.
How old do you guys think she is?
10 months old.
Is that the one that Alfie is holding?
That is the one. I mean, oh, and Izzy...
Did they change the name?
They were calling her Isabel at first.
I called her Red, but just because I didn't know what to call her. And then it was Bella.
Did it not say anything on the microchip when
nothing.
They ran it?
Nothing. Just phone number.
Oh,
so okay. We have a naming committee in our organization, and that's what they came up with.
Why did you name it Kenzie?
Because actually we have a dog named Kenzie in our organization.
Right? You can have more than one.
Yeah, they're not going to know.
I only need one.
And what about the one that keeps growling?
He's growling because he wants to play, because that's a puppy also. And
what's his name?
And that's Jenna. It's also a lady. Jenna. She's 7 months old.
We have any treats?
No. Not you, Mark.
And Jenna's 7 months old. We have her down as a lab mix, but she looks more like a shepherd mix to me. Her siblings are lab mixes for sure, but she looks like she either had a different dad or she's...
I don't know about shepherd. Looks more terrier-ish.
Yeah. It doesn't look like a lab mix to me. So, but her siblings are all lab mixes. She was a...
I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out what it was Jenna was sort of making the noise at. I think it's your doll.
The sex doll?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to see if she goes after it?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's been trained for anything.
To go after...
Could be an attack, though.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just freaky.
She'd like to get some of them plastic teats.
She's only 7 months old.
You think really she's growling? I keep talking
about it. I don't know. I just saw her looking in that direction of the over towards the corner.
She was a puppy that was adopted and then came
she
back
wasn't.
To us.
Nope.
I don't even want to describe to the listeners what's going on here, but anyway.
Yeah, that'd be against FCC regulations.
I know. So anyway, Jenna.
All right, go ahead.
Both Jenna and Izzy are available through Paws in the City, and you can take a look at their bios, photos, so forth on pawsinthecity.org, as well as our Facebook page.
Any events this weekend?
We do. We have two events. We have an event on tomorrow at Whole Foods from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Whole Foods on Abrams in the Lakewood area and 2118 Abrams Road. And also on Sunday, we have an adoption event and fundraiser at Tate's in Uptown, which is a bar and grill.
Uptown Dallas.
Uptown Dallas, correct. And Tate's is, I say both because we're going to have dogs available for adoption, as well as 15% of all sales all day goes towards us. We're also going to have raffle items there.
Kenzie, what did you guys end up spending on Izzy?
I do not know. My mom knows, though, but it wasn't cheap. But we didn't care.
I'll cover it.
No. I'm going to cry again.
Good. You deserve it.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
647, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotsky's. Getting started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard. Got that accident there. Still blocking the right-hand lane. Traffic is backed up back from Heritage Trace. Let's move into Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Spring Creek. Into Lewisville, northbound I-35, right at Garden Ridge. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from 121. Now into Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville, Ferguson. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up, though, all the way back from about the I-5. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at St. Francis, got an accident there. It's blocking the right-hand lane. Traffic is now backed up back from Big Town Boulevard. Listen to Cindy Skull Monday morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell on October 26th at the AAC. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Tonight's skies will be clear. Overnight low will be around 61. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine. A high of just 79. Right now, 84 degrees. 97.1, the Eagle.
All right. What do we got left?
Oh, we got a few things. For one, 55% of people have a pet name for their significant other. Someone did a whole survey on pet names.
I don't really care what the pet names are. Just as soon as you start dating, you give them a pet name, and you give all the chicks the same pet name.
When you say all the chicks.
Anybody that you date throughout your entire life, give them the same pet name. That way in bed, if you have to worry about throwing out the wrong name.
Well, 55% of people have a pet name for their significant other. Two-thirds of people who use pet names sometimes use it in public or in front of family and friends.
I don't like that.
You know?
So I guess it's sort of a pet name. Temp Powers.
Mm-hmm.
We go out to dinner with him and his wife, Loretta.
Timmy Bear.
I don't know if it's because it's irritating or I'm jealous that they're still really hands-on. And I don't even think I've ever heard him say her name. But he doesn't do the pet names.
So how does he refer to her if he didn't call her by her name or a pet name?
I don't know. Maybe he said Loretta. Maybe. But I've never heard him call or like Loretta Puss.
Baby Cakes.
Yeah. Because I think if he did it, I'm going to fill up the bread basket with puke.
And maybe he can pick up on that. Maybe in private he's got some sort of pet name for her, but then she does it in public. Some of the most common pet names people use, you can probably guess some of these. Honey or Hun, still popular. Babe or Baby. Sweetheart or Sweetie. And also popular is just straight up sexy. And when men are talking to other people, a good number of them refer to their wife as the boss or call her my better half. 3% even refer to her as the ball and chain.
No, in public, I won't even say something like babe.
Really?
It's just whatever their name is. Whatever.
Yeah. I just find it unfortunate when a guy still refer to their girlfriend or wife as the boss or better or ball and chain.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of that relationship.
Yeah, because if it's that bad, then all you're doing is telling everyone around you that you are not happy and she makes you miserable.
Sure.
What did you call Valerie? Pistol holder?
Crate and barrel. Mainly barrel.
Tasmania mama. No, I don't. Do you have a pet name for your wife?
Just babe or baby. Sometimes hot stuff. Hot wife.
Call her hot. Who farted? Oh.
Thanks.
What I always remember, my roommate in college, he had his girlfriend at the time. It wasn't even girlfriend, just a chick that he was dating, and referred to her as stupid bitch. And he convinced her that it was positive. That was his pet name for her.
I can't think of any time. Yeah, just in bed, it's always baby.
That's it? That's the only pet name you use? That's the one you use with all the women?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just figured you'd call your girlfriend Slick.
That's only during arguments.
Oh, okay. Just to be extra condescending.
Who's daddy's little lint loogie? My booger butt.
It's gross.
Or sometimes you just call him Sam.
Sam?
What? I'm sorry. I don't have anything really.
Sam?
Cute. I don't remember saying that.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Stuff.
Okay.
I use voices in the bed.
Like accents and stuff?
The only one I do well.
Which is?
Jane Brown.
Oh, God. Does she understand you?
Who cares?
That actually makes sense. He'd probably get away with saying more things as James Brown than as himself.
He won't understand any of it.
Miss Opa! Zuropa!
Zuropa?
You too.
Oh, God.
Pop me with a swiffer! Right on my ass! Like a panda!
Lick a panda? Really, man?
Yeah, dude, I'm just pushing to 7 o'clock.
That's a really high degree of difficulty.
Then again, I don't really like talking in bed. It's like, if you talk, then it's going to slow things down. I'm in there for one reason. They don't seem to understand that.
You still might be able to get away with saying things as James Brown that you wouldn't otherwise.
Yeah, I'm going to try that one. Yeah, because afterwards I can claim, hey, I told you it was about to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go! I'm out calling your mom!
Huh?
You heard me.
Ah, here it comes. Oh, oh, no, no. Oh, up your head. I thought I was shooting your mouth. Yeah. Oh, I'm about to do a ball of shot collar.
I swear to God, if you say 20-inch rims.
Oh, baby, come on, lick my 20-inch rim. Hello, step on my fart.
Step on your fart?
Thank you. I should have finished with lick a panda. Okay, right, we got 3 minutes.
Okay, there is... There's one other story.
You like that?
No, I loved it.
Ball of shot collar.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People tell me I'm not touch the current generation.
I don't think I ever said that. And that's what happens when you become James Brown. You get a little excited. All right, there's one other pressing story we have to get to before someone eventually sends it to club. There is a West Australian man. His name is Dylan Thomas, and he recently took a vacation to Bali. Oh. What, Chloe? Oh. Why are you assuming this is bad? This could be a great thing. He may have gone to Bali and hung out with Van Halen. You're right, he didn't. So while in Bali, one of the first nights there, Friday night, he goes to sleep. Saturday, he wakes up with a searing pain in his abdomen. Can't quite figure out what it is. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor sent him home with some meds and say, you just got, it's just a insect bite. Here's some meds. Go home. You're fine. That's when the man decided, I would do that. And then after another couple of days, the pain had gotten worse. And he actually has a...
Shut up, Clint.
He has an appendix scar that, for whatever reason, started to bubble all the way up his sternum. It's apparently a really weird surgery.
Is there an end to this story?
There is. He went to the doctor, and they realized he had a spider in his torso.
Who are you, Robert Tilton?
On Friday night, when he went to sleep, the spider somehow burrowed inside through his appendix scar. And lived inside of him for 3 days. The searing, burning sensation that Dylan was feeling was the spider venom. As the spider... was trying to come through his chest.
How is it? It's only these stories.
I've got an aversion to spiders and snakes.
Mm-hmm.
But I never lose control of my bowels.
Uh-huh. But his phobia is stronger than yours.
Uh-huh.
It might be.
Were you ever attacked? I know we've probably covered this. Ever attacked by a spider, or you just don't care for them? I don't like them. But I
just. I get hard to argue.
Is it all spiders, or is it. Uh-huh. Because they're all basically related to tarantulas.
No, it's all spiders. When I was a kid, aunt's house in Oklahoma. Saw a spider going across the floor. And
how could you have flatulent Tourette's? By the way, I want that as a band name.
Oh, that's good.
What happened?
And the spider went across the floor. And it was this, and it casted a shadow from the nightlight, and it just freaked me out as a kid.
How big was the shadow that it cast?
Oh, it was 8 feet.
Well, that makes sense. Sometimes the shadows are larger.
Yeah, and it was already, no, it was really big Spider-Man. it was at least like 5 inches across. It was huge. And it's the shadow casted, and I had nightmares for years.
But you never been bitten, ever attacked, nothing?
No. Just from that one moment, man.
Just keep this in mind, though. Remember, Dylan, the next time you go to Mexico or go on one of your tropical trips, because it was a tropical spider that burrowed its way into his body through his appendix scar. Stayed there for 3 days until finally the spider was removed with a pair of barbecue tongs.
Oh, God.
Seriously?
Jesus Christ.
Did you just fart on my wall?
I had tried not to.
There is no credit for I tried not to.
So the spider, when it was removed with the barbecue tongs, it was dead. So it died inside of him.
Was it pregnant?
It remains to be seen.
Because, you know, was he a scar from appendectomy?
Yes.
Yellow spiderlings are going to come flying out of that.
Rock me.
Yeah.
That got me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Chloe is so paranoid. I walked by his desk one day and I was just going, itsy bitsy spider. He goes, that bitch.
Yeah, that spider insider. Oh.
Charlotte's Web growing up?
Oh, he even said he couldn't date anybody named Charlotte.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Never. The bitches to me.
You might have just thought it had been named Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of different things we can do to him.
Oh, to Chloe?
Yeah. Was it last year or the year before we put him in the prize cube and then put... Well, he thought they were real spiders.
It was 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you mother...
Hey!
I think he stayed in there.
Well, initially, I was in there
with
him.
That was it. We put you in there in the cash cube. We put a fan with money blowing around. You were supposed to catch as much as possible. And to slow you down, we put Chloe in there. And he thought real spiders were flying through the air.
Oh, Jesus Christ, worst day of my life.
We got anything good to end with?
Well, I thought spiders.
I know Chloe farting. It's always funny.
Especially with spiderlings busting out of his sternum.
Shut up.
Listener sent me this earlier today. I think this is real. Somebody took a picture of a monitor.
A computer monitor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it said that somebody had hacked the Frisco High School website.
Okay.
I'll show it to you, then hand it back to me so I can read some of it.
All right. I could look at this all day. Why we rep FHS for real? Campus information, school hours, the trap house. Be closed, bitch.
I'm not sure, but doesn't the top say something of... Frisco mother high school.
Yeah. N-word.
And then it's got
Yeah.
I think the principal.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything about that. It's hard to read because it's wasn't a good picture of it. Then over on the right, in the lower right-hand corner, it says, classes and we got brick whipping. And pressing hose 101. Stitching up wounds and
sound like some good classes. That's information it'll take with you for years.
Well, and they start you out with the 101 so that you were ready for the advanced courses.
Of course.
The fax number?
Uh-huh.
1-800-FAXING. There's an email address to report an absence. It's at, where have you been? All right. I'll get to throw that away. I don't want that in my possession. I went online to see if it was real, to see if anybody else had gotten a screen cap. And there were chat boards, whatever they're called, all over the place telling you how you could actually hack somebody's website through Google Chrome or whatever. I don't know how you get in and save it.
Mm-hmm.
But it said you click on, like, inspect elements of the page. I don't know. I wasn't that interested.
But it didn't sound that difficult.
There's got to be more to it than just where you been
and stuff.
Oh, we got to have something else before we go. We got the last eight clips. I don't think we got to them yesterday. The horror movie quotes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Back it up a few because everyone here, he's not going to know them, and we don't know the answers anyway.
Yeah. We had Kenzie pull all the clips, and somebody didn't give us the answers, but that's okay. We always like it when we don't have the answers. Alfie's done it before. Hey, I pulled all these music clips. You got the answers? Huh?
I figured you would know them.
Yeah, Alfie said, you said pull the audio. I did. I just.
What do you want me to skip back to, like maybe 10?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Yeah, Everett, you can play.
All right.
Am I allowed to play?
Yeah, you don't know the answers either.
Me? All right.
Okay, just say your name if you know.
Got it.
Don't think about doing it, Lewis. The place is evil. Sometimes.
Kenzie.
Pet Cemetery.
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
I remember that from yesterday. Yeah, some of them we don't know if we got right or not.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared to close my eyes.
Everett.
I'm scared to open them.
Don't close your eyes.
That's a movie?
I think it may be.
Kenzie.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm-mm. Dan.
Dan.
What is the Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
Forgot where I left off.
What do we do?
Why don't we just wait here for a little while? See what happens.
Obviously, Everett can't read lips either.
Dan.
He's trying to help him out. Let me try it again. Ready?
Yeah. Everett.
Everett.
The knee.
All right. Let's go at it this way.
Right.
The. Not any fun when you're on that end, is it?
Mm-mm.
Then you know how I feel.
Kenzie, did you know it?
Yes.
What is it?
The Thing.
Yes.
The knee. Feel you. It's hard.
It's tough. You're right.
I got your back.
Feels like an episode out of the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
People.
Never mind. Oh, no, I know this one. I know this one. of the United States.
Where Barney goes,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
I know this.
Well, just give me the first few words.
We the people. We the people.
Of the United.
Of the United.
This is all happening.
We could have left 10 minutes ago. Okay. I forgot where I left off, so I mean, let's see.
Just been informed that zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
What is Night of the Living Dead, Everett?
We think that's what it is. Either that or when Valerie came home every night.
3.5 years.
Especially the very end. Oh, I mean, hi, honey.
How was your day?
Did you have fun with the other Tasmanians?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Kenzie.
Jaws.
Yes.
You've got to be f-ing kidding.
I took a guess at this one that we still don't know if it's right. I'm pretty sure it's from John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, okay.
People kept converting, whatever.
Right.
There was one of them still kind of had the guy's head, but then was on like a big crab body.
Mm.
And one of the guys, I guess he had had enough, and finally said, you got to be kidding me.
Ugh.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't
Everett.
Do that.
Everett, what is 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Sure.
I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see.
Kenzie.
Friday the 13th.
Chloe?
Yes.
What is The Fly?
What is the show? Everett.
Everett!
Well, you made me forget. What is The Shining?
Go ahead, Kenzie.
What is Misery?
All right. Since Everett and I, we're probably the only ones that have seen it. At the end of Psycho, they arrest Anthony Perkins.
Right.
He's sitting on like the bench in the police station.
Yes.
But he's still talking in his mother's voice.
Everett.
Everett.
What is Psycho?
Yes.
Hey, look at there.
Red rum. Red rum.
Kenzie?
Shining.
Yes.
Red rum. Red rum. Children of the night. What music they make.
Kenzie?
The original Dracula?
We think it is.
Mm-hmm. Like original.
Well, with Bela Lugosi.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The weird looking one.
A Frankenstein. Tell both. That'll make up in grunting. Boris Karloff can suck my...
I said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. I'm going to bash them right the f*** in.
What is Everett?
Yes. You want to know what we said yesterday?
Yes.
Russ and Mandy save Christmas. No, that's not what I said. So go to college.
Either way. it's like a franchise.
Okay, we only got a few left.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Kenzie.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
That's the only time I've ever heard someone say the title of that movie while smiling.
My dad used to scare me with that.
Did he ever come in and do the tuck back wearing a silk cape?
No! Not that part. My God.
He said, I'd do me.
What do you think, baby? Would you do me?
Oh, my God. No.
Kenzie, rub the lotion on daddy's skin.
That's so gross. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com, and to reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, his website, DallasAttorney.com. You got to wiggle the hips a little, too. You can also find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is... Are we all going to do the damn dance? Is up next.
All right. See you guys Monday.
Later.
The Metroplex.